two schools.
Nebraska County and Hastings College here tonight.
Especially when they are in close proximity together, often establish a rivalry.
The biggest game on our schedule was always the Hastings Bronco. Back then it was Kearney State game. It was not a heated rivalry, and it was a very friendly rivalry. Both teams respected each other a great deal, so I go all the way back. But the thing about it, but you could not get into the gym when Hastings College and Kearney State College played.
This rivalry can extend to both academics and athletics.
Hastings College will start off in a man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
The latter being typically more well-known to the general public.
The Kearney game was crazy. As a junior, I remember heading over to the gym about 6 o'clock. Our game was at 7:30. I remember seeing people lined up a block past the library. So it'd be two blocks to get the general admission tickets that were still left at Kiewit. So I saw all those people. I said, wow, this is a deal here.
These schools place an added emphasis on emerging victorious in any event. That includes their rival.
And this one is in the books. Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II. Nebraska Kearney here tonight. Final score, Hastings College 70, Nebraska Kearney 57.
For Hastings College and UNK, that rivalry, it's on the court.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years without any question. So I think fans on a smaller scale in a different sport, it'd be really equivalent to the Nebraska-Oklahoma football games back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It really would be.
This afternoon, this rivalry is rekindled as we get set to honor the Doc.
Well, as I recall, we had, struggled a little bit in the previous years, and Coach Farrell came onto the scene. By the end of that particular season, we had become a pretty good basketball team. And then Doc went out and recruited a couple of real players. One was Eddie Lorenzen, and the other was Benny Crawford. And he brought them in, and with what was coming back, it made a really, really good basketball team.
Today's matchup between the Broncos and the Lopers brings together fans both young and old.
Well, I think it's more for the fans. I think the fans are the ones that really profited from that Hastings-Kearney series. It, of course, was something that everybody looked forward to and was one of the most watched series, especially in the playoff end of it, in the country, of seeing who was going to come out of that, Hastings or Kearney. So, I think the fans will enjoy it. Maybe some of the older fans will give some of the older fans a chance to reminisce a little bit.
It's the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's first national tournament team. It's the Hastings College Broncos, the UNK Lopers, and it's right here on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live now to Lynn Farrell Arena. Here's the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Here this afternoon for the 2013-2014 edition here today. Hastings College coming in, a record of 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Kearney coming in, a record of 4 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are 2-5 in the MIAA. Both teams played this week. Nebraska Kearney losing to Northwest Missouri State in overtime on Thursday night, winning by the score of 73-69. Hastings College coming off with their overtime victory over Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday when they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln by the score of 96-93. We're about an hour or so away from the tip-off of the ball game here this afternoon between Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College. We've got kind of a special edition of our pregame show here today as the Road to the Rivalry pregame show continues. We're going to welcome in Tyson Avronik. He's going to join us here today on the broadcast. And Tyson, that's you guys have been doing the series for our little halftime features throughout the season. You've had a chance to talk with a lot of the players, and a lot of the players have some vivid memories about the Nebraska Kearney and the Hastings College series throughout the years.
I'll tell you what, Mike, when you talk we talked with these former coaches, these former players, I mean, that's the one game that stands out is Hastings College UNK. You remember that stretch from the kind of the 70s to the early 80s, there was that stretch where the that was the number one ticket in town when you were talking college basketball. You know, in terms of recruiting, this game used to be so huge. If you were an athlete at a Nebraska high school, you had two college choices, really. You were either going to go to UNK or Hastings College just based on the success that they had had with Coach Doc Farrell and, of course, Coach Tom Kropp and some other the coaches over at UNK. But it's great to see this rivalry renewed, especially given what we're going to be doing today at the Lynn Farrell Arena. And that's, of course, honoring Coach Doc Farrell for his 63-64 team and honoring members of that team as well. It's going to be a great atmosphere here at UNK. And they talked in the pregame show, we heard Tony Hobson talking about the lines of people waiting to get in. Well, there was a few people here at the Lynn Farrell Arena already waiting to get into the door shortly before we came on the air at 1 o'clock. So the atmosphere you expect to kind of be a little bit of a buzz in the air with what we're going to be doing this afternoon at the Lynn Farrell Arena.
You still got plenty of time to come on out. The tip-off today is scheduled for 2 o'clock. In fact, we've already got people coming into the arena here today. So an early arriving crowd as we get sent for Hastings and Nebraska Kearney here today. Like we said, we're going to talk to some players here coming up. Also, a special talk with UNK co-head coach Tom Kropp, who has been around as a player and also is involved in a lot of the big-time ball games that Hastings played throughout the years. We'll talk with him. And, of course, Bill Gaber's coming up on our regular pregame show here today. You're listening to the Road to Rivalry pregame show here today as Hastings gets set to take on Nebraska Kearney in men's college basketball. It's been a kind of an eventful day already today in the city of Hastings. They had a Hall of Fame induction ceremony earlier today. As Tyson mentioned, the 1963-1964 team inducted into the Hastings College Hall of Fame today, in addition to Eddie Lorenzen, who was also inducted as an individual today to the Hastings College Hall of Fame. Those guys will be honored throughout the ball game today, in addition to several other teams throughout the Hastings College history that's going to be honored here throughout the ball game here today. And we get back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Naturally, the rest of the teams played yesterday on the Saturday. Just to get you up to date on what happened yesterday in men's college basketball in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It was a fifth-ranked Dort. They won over Nebraska Wesleyan yesterday by the score of 66-57. It was Northwestern knocking off Concordia by the score of 60-56. Morningside got by Doan by the score of 89-84. Mount Marty over Presentation College by the score of 70-59. And was Briarcliff beating Midland yesterday by a score of 68-66. So after yesterday, Dort continues to lead the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings at 9 wins and 1 loss. Midland is in there at 7-2. Hastings is at 7-2. And Morningside sitting at 7-2. All tied for second place. Hastings will see Midland coming up on Wednesday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. As far as the women's games were concerned, from yesterday, it was Dort knocking off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 115-66. A big ball game. Two top 10 ranked teams, Northwestern and Concordia, got together yesterday, and second ranked Northwestern beat seventh ranked Concordia by the score of 86-68. It was ninth ranked Morningside over Doan by a score of 72-69. Mount Marty beat Presentation College in a non-conference affair 70-58, and it was Midland beating 23rd-ranked Briarcliff in women's college basketball yesterday by the score of 83-68. So the women's standings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as of now, Northwestern has kind of separated themselves from the rest of the conference. Northwestern still undefeated on the season. They're at 9-0, 17-0 overall. Concordia's in there at 9-2. They're 15-4 on the season. You've got Hastings in there at 7-2. Morningside and Midland, they are at 6-3 in the conference, and Hastings will take on Midland coming up on Wednesday night here as the women's and men's basketball doubleheader will be played at the Osborne Sports Complex. So that's what's been going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here today, and sneaking up on tip-off of the ball game here today between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. The Lopers are a very talented bunch, as we're going to hear from head coach Bill Gavers and co-head coach Tom Kropp here in just a little bit. Connor Baronic is a guy who's really leading the way so far for Nebraska Kearney. He's the 6'6" sophomore. He's the transfer student from Doan. Of course, he played his high school ball up there for his dad up there at Ravenna. Connor Baronic is averaging 20.3 points and 7.3 rebounds per game, knocking down 48% of his field goal tries so far this season. Mike Detlinger is another guy that Hastings will have to control today. He's a 6'6" senior. He's averaging 13.8 points per ball game and 5.6 rebounds per game. He is hitting 64% from the field so far this year. And then Tyler Shields, a 6'4" and senior, averaging 13.7 points per ball game and 4.2 rebounds per game. Then Nebraska Kearney has just recently picked up the services of Ethan Brozek. He played at Nebraska Lincoln, 6'7" sophomore out of Norfolk. He transferred to Nebraska Kearney during the semester, and he has played three games so far for Nebraska Kearney and has averaged 9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So plenty to talk about when we start talking about Nebraska Kearney and the matchup here this afternoon with Hastings College. Of course, the Broncos are sitting at 13-4, coming off of their win the other night over Nebraska Kearney. Brady Lohman has been our main man. He's averaging 20.1 points per ball game. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Lohman is averaging 4.6 rebounds per game. He is fifth in the conference in three-point percentage and number four in three-pointers made so far this season, as he has knocked down 45% of his three-point field goal attempts. Also in double figures for Hastings College, you got Jake Hamburger, of course, the product out of Hastings St. Cecilia. He's averaging 10.6 points per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, who had a great ball game on Wednesday, as he knocked down 23 points against Nebraska Wesleyan. He's averaging 10 points per contest here for Hastings College. So plenty of matchups to talk about today as we get closer to game time between Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College. We're going to take a break here, and we'll come back as the Road to the Rivalry series continues here on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. The Road to the Rivalry pregame show as we get you sent for Hastings College and Nebraska Kearney here this afternoon. Mike Will and Tyson Ervonik as we try to sneak closer to game time here today, about 50 minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here today. So, again, plenty of time to come on out and enjoy some good basketball here this afternoon, Tyson, as we continue to talk to some of the players that have kind of made up Hastings College basketball history in the past.
That's right. We continue really with our road to rivalry here as we have plenty of the players back to celebrate this special anniversary of 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 63-64 team, but also to celebrate the matchup against Hastings College versus UNK. We're joined now, Mike, by Jim Jones, one of the players at Hastings College back in the Mike Trader days, the 70s, with Jim Jones. Joined us to kind of span some of the generations here of Hastings College basketball. And, Jim, appreciate the time.
Sure, thank you. Thanks for having me down here.
Jim, let's talk maybe just a little bit overall as you're up there with some of the alumni at Hastings College and going through some of the celebrations already earlier this morning. You know, talk about just kind of the atmosphere that's around this place this afternoon.
This afternoon is kind of exciting. We started last night with a little get-together. 75 of us were around. First time I've seen some of these guys in 40 years. So, you know, some of the guys have lots of hair in the head back then. But it's been fun to get together and visit with guys. You know, some of the older guys have been here for 50 years, us in the 40s and the 25s, and meet the new guys and see the facility itself, you know.
Let's talk maybe just a little bit about this matchup in particular, Hastings College versus UNK. I mean, what a rivalry it was, especially back in the 70s. I mean, it was the number one ticket in town. What are some of your memories of matches against the UNK Lopers?
Oh, I remember we played Tom Kropp. That was the reunion when him and John was a senior, and they came into Kiewit the auditorium over there, and it was a crazy night. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of rings. I think we walked out there and won. His brother John fouled out, and that was a uproar in the stadium, but it was a great time.
You played in the 71 through 73 at Hastings College. What do you remember out of that basketball team?
Oh, gosh, there was a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendships we've built through the years, you know. But like I say, I haven't seen some of these guys for 40 years, but you think about them. The trip to our first year, we went down to Kansas City and played, you know, and We lost out the first round, but Paul Thomas and Mike Trader and Snyder and Jackson, all those guys were there. It was a lot of fun. Jimmy Ford, Wilbur Johnson was there, Checkers, Don Johnson. So, you know, we had a lot of time, a lot of fun together.
Once again, it's the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's first national tournament team, the 63-64 team, here at the Lynn Farrell Arena today, the matchup against Hastings College versus UNK. Jim Jones joining us here on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. And, Jim, you know, before we let you go, just, you know, final thoughts on what it was like just putting on the jersey playing for the Broncos.
You know, I came from California, and Doc Farrell sent a letter out to us to recruit. And I came back here, and when I drove into Hastings, remind me where I lived in Illinois before I moved to California. And I decided this was a place I wanted to go, and just the tradition that they had at that point in time, you know. So I've enjoyed, you know, the 2 years I spent here and never left Nebraska, so I'm still here.
Jim Jones, once again, joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. Plenty of alumni yet to come the way here on the Road to Rivalry pregame show, but we appreciate the time, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Jim Jones, once again, joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. Once again, Tyson and Veronica with you as we get set for Hastings College versus UNK. It's a Road to Rivalry pregame show, and joining us now on the program, we have we're going to have Eric Rastrashek joining us on the program. Eric, first of all, thank you so much for the time and joining us.
You bet. Anytime you get back to Hastings College and spend some time with the guys, you just can't miss out on something like that.
Eric, let's first of all, for the fans out there, for the listeners, kind of talk about the era that you played in Hastings College.
Sure. Played in the early 90s, from about 91 to 95. Played with some great guys, some great other kids from Nebraska. And we had a pretty good run there our junior, senior year, and made it to the national tournament in 94-95 and made it to the Sweet 16. So we had a pretty good, I think we're 27-7 that senior year, my senior year.
And talking a little bit about that 94-95 team, that's a team that Coach Trader alluded to us on the Road to Rivalry Hastings College Spotlight Series. Yeah. Very offensive team that 94-95 team was.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, we had some great guys on that team, you know, from Brian Cobbs to Chad Spady to Pete Ferguson, Adrian Duncombe, and you know, guys from, like Chris Young and Dave Teixeira and Chad Bees. I can just name them all. And I think there's three of us there were on that team that are in the top five all-time scoring at Hastings. So, you know, obviously with Brian Cobb leading the way and Chad Spady and myself. So it's, we scored a lot of points and we had a good time.
As we reflect on Coach Farrell's first team in the national tournament, let's kind of talk maybe a little bit about what the atmosphere is like in a national tournament for maybe some players or teams that haven't been to that stage.
Sure. You know, when we played, it was up in Idaho, up in Napa. And, you know, anytime you're in, you know, NAIA school in, you know, the Midwest, you typically don't fly anywhere. And, you know, so we're, you know, flying to a tournament over there in Boise. It's kind of a win or go home type thing. And then we had a we won a couple games there. And, you know, the tension is about as high as any game you play. You know, guys are getting ready to play Kearney here today. Which is always a huge home game for Hastings, but it's like every game's a Kearney game, and so it was intense and a lot of fun.
How was it playing for Coach Trader? He was a very intense type of guy, similar to what we have here with Coach Gavers. How was it playing with Coach Trader?
You know, you always knew where you stood with Coach Trader, and he was you hit the nail on the head. He's extremely intense, but you know what? He got the best out of us, and we knew where we stood. If we were doing things right, if we were doing things wrong, but then again, he was extremely supportive, and he would build up your character and let you know when you're doing things right. But then again, he was not afraid to let you know when you were doing it wrong either. So, great coach, one of the best men I know. So it was a great time.
How was it coming back and seeing the guys in a gathering that you guys have had all weekend long?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, just sitting back here talking to Glenn Mays, and if you're a Hastings College basketball follower, you know the name Glenn Mays, and catching up with him, talking about when he played, you know, and he's talking. He played before Kiewit Gym was even built, you know, and then I played in Kiewit Gym, and then now the team plays over here, and so this is quite a time to come back and not only see guys like Glenn, but guys that I played with in my era. So it's that, you know, we don't normally get to see on a day in, day out basis.
Do you make it back a lot to Hastings? Or
yeah, I try to make it back every year, definitely for the Legacy Weekend events. That's always a great time to catch up with people and see Coach again and some other guys and play a little golf, obviously. And
how's the golf game going?
Well, you know, I don't know how many 6'9 golfers you see out there, so I can spray it around with the best of them. But we have a pretty good time when we come back, that's for sure.
All right, once again, Eric Raschuk joining us here on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. He was on that 94-95 national tournament team as we honor the 63-64 national tournament team. As you mentioned, we talked about your head coach, Coach Mike Trader, and he's kind of one of the ones that spearheaded this entire effort. I mean, let's maybe just talk a little bit about his connection to Hastings College and getting everybody back, and just what that is to honor Coach Farrell and what he's meant to Hastings College.
You know, Coach Farrell really started things off. You know, from my recollection, you know, I played in the 90s, and I know Doc Farrell was before Trader, but you know, there's not many of the guys that played on our team that when Trader gives you a call, you're going to answer the bell. You know, he's just one of those guys that meant so much to us back in the day and still means so much to us today. And that's kind of all about Hastings College. We talked about the rivalry and the team spirit, but it truly is a family. And not to get too cliche-ish, but it really is. And these are the guys you go to bat for, and these are the guys that will be your buddies for lifelong. So it's Traders. He's anybody that knows him, he's relentless. When we knew he was putting this weekend together, we knew it would be top-notch. From yesterday's activities, from the dinners and the socials and getting together earlier today, and now we're going to sit here and watch the Broncos take on the Lopers. He's done it right, and so he does a good job.
Getting back in front of the folks here and seeing the players out there right now as they go through their pregame workouts, does that give you the itch to maybe get back out there again and play again?
You know, it really does. It does. It's fun to come back and see, you know, it's just the guys look so dang young anymore, you know. And I mean, I turned 40 this year, and I'm looking over here at these guys. You know, I thought I at least would be about this age. Geez, that's almost 20 years ago. So it's, but yeah, it does. It does got to get you excited and get the juices flowing again, and go Broncos.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit. You got a social going on upstairs, so we'll let you get back to that.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. As we continue on the road to the rivalry series here today on 1230 KHIS, sneaking up on game time again. Our tip-off today is scheduled for 2 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings and Nebraska Kearney going to renew this rivalry again. Again, the Broncos coming in 13-4 on the season, 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, UNK 4-8 overall. They're 2-5 in the MIAA. One of the scores we might pass along to you here. Nebraska today loses at Purdue. In the Big Ten Conference today, Purdue beats Nebraska by the score of 70-64. That was an early game today. Huskers losing, and they're now 8-8 on the season. Now we're going to bring in one of the old-timers. Glenn Mays is going to join us on our Road to Rivalry pregame show here today. Now, tell me, when did you play again? You were back, they were telling me, before Kiewit?
I never played in Kiewit until I was out of school. 65-69.
65-1969 was your day, so you were one of the early birds around here. I tell you what, a lot of legends are sitting up in the room right now as you guys continue to do your thing.
There's a little bit of talent up in that room, let me tell you.
There's a few stories being told up there.
Oh, a few, yeah.
A few lies, too.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And talk about your days here. Just what do you remember out of that series from 65-1969?
Well, you know, I mean, it was four of the greatest years of my life. There's no doubt. Hastings is a great school, and it's a good basketball program. We didn't exactly distinguish ourselves like some of the years have been before and since. But you know, I never forget the Kearney games. First Kearney game ever played in was in Kearney, and you walk in there and here's all these people that you competed against in high school and stuff, and they're all in the stands over there yelling against you, and boy, the adrenaline was flowing and you're ready to go. But then when you get back over here to P.L. Johnson and you go over to watch the JV game, you can't get in the door. And that's the way it was.
When the schedule came out, did you always just kind of circle that date that was going to be a Nebraska Kearney day?
That was the game. It was. Of course, we were still in the Nebraska College Conference my 4 years, and with Shadron, Wayne, Prue, and Kearney and Hastings, we were the only private school left in it. And the Kearney was the game. Yeah, they may not have been the best team out of the four of them, but they were. That was the one we look forward to.
Good one. Again, Glenn Mays joining us here on the Road to Rivalry pregame show as we get set for Hastings College versus the UNK. It was Kearney State back at that time. Maybe talk a little bit about what it was like to play for Coach Farrell.
Oh, Doc was, you know, he's just a great person. He has more energy. He never been around a more positive person in my life. He's always very positive, and it was just a joy to play for him. I mean, I enjoy now the few times I'm around him that I get to visit with him for just a few minutes. You know, he just lightens up your day, you know.
Now, you guys, didn't you guys travel anywhere to play basketball back in those days?
Oh, we went to California, we went to Vegas, we went to Washington. You know, we traveled a lot of places. In fact, when I was a senior, we went out and played University of Southern Nevada, which on Thanksgiving weekend, January 1st, they changed their name to UNLV. Uh-huh. Now, they weren't a Division I school then, but they were in the process.
Glenn Mays joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. Were you guys sort of kind of maybe tasked with responsibility after Doc Farrell's 63-64 team was the first team, his first team to go to the national tournament? Were you sort of tasked with that responsibility of keeping the momentum going at Hastings College?
Well, I think, you know, there was a certain, we didn't do a very good job of it, but there was a certain, you know, that you felt like you needed to, you know. I mean, there were some good teams around then. It was tough, but when I was a freshman, Dockery, there were six of us he recruited, and by the time I was a senior, I was the only one left, you know, and so we sort of struggled. We had a lot of freshmen that year, and our record wasn't real good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been Glenn Mays joining us here on the pregame show. We get set for UNK. Can you talk a little bit about, are there certain memories that stick out with Doc Farrell on the sideline for your team?
Oh, you know, yeah, Doc. You know, Doc would, you know, he had a way of, at the right moment of the game, he'd get a tee. You know, he knew when to get it. You know, he always tried to make sure it was appropriate. He was talking today about the year that Eddie was a senior, that they were playing someone, they were down a couple points, and he says, "I think I need to get a tee." And one of the kids on the bench says, "Doc, this game's too close. We can't afford a tee." And Doc says, "I waited until they had the ball. It only could cost us 1 point."
Oh, no.
And, you know, and it just sparked him, I guess. So he could do that, you know. He could get you in the huddle, and he had a way of, you know, of communicating, not raising his voice. I can't ever hardly remember him raising his voice, but he got his point across. And
Talk a little bit about Glenn Mays after Hastings College. What, you know, kind of one of those, where were, you know, where did you go? What happened after Hastings College?
Well, you know, I've never left town. I've been in Hastings ever since. I've worked a couple different places. I worked at the Tribune for a few years, and I've worked at Lock and Country Club now a long time. My oldest son played for Mike Trader, played for him in senior year of high school and played out here at the college back in the late 80s, and so I've never gotten away from here, really.
Once again, Glenn Mays joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. We just got one more guest to talk to here before we kick things over to Coach Tom Kropp, but we appreciate the time, and want to get you back to the alumni room and back to the celebration, so thanks for joining us.
All right, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Glenn Mays once again joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. And now, Mike, one person that I'm glad to introduce is a man that played on the team that we're going to be honoring, the 63-64 team, the first national tournament team for Doc Farrell. One of the people that played on that team, a man by the name of Bob Fish, is going to be joining us here on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. And Bob, first of all, we appreciate the time. We know we spoke with you during halftime for our Road to Rivalry series earlier this season, but nice that you could come back in and join us on this special day for Hastings College.
Well, being around a couple guys like you is certainly my pleasure, I'll tell you that right now.
And we're not paying you to say that, are we?
No, you're not.
Talk about it. You guys are hanging out up there with a lot of veterans up there that played a lot of minutes here at Hastings College. Just talk about the atmosphere up in there, your little social you got going.
Well, you know, if they had a lie detector test or something up there, I'm not sure where it would register. But yeah, it's been a great go. We had a gathering last night, and a lot of stories traded hands there, and good to see everybody. Of course, I was on the beginning of the so-called Farrell era, and a lot of these guys I don't, you know, know real well, but I enjoyed watching them throughout the years, and I coached a couple years with trades out at the college. So, yeah, I know a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of talent up there.
So talking a little bit about, you know, after your 4 years at Hastings College as a player, you stayed kind of close to the program and stayed pretty connected with the program.
I followed it, yeah, for quite a while. And, of course, knowing Coach Farrell as I did and things like that. Yeah, we stayed real close to it and watched that develop. And there were some great matchups there throughout the years.
So let's maybe talk a little bit about this game in particular, the Hastings College versus UNK game, as you were running through there after, you know, your 4 years of this rivalry really picked up steam, I want to say, about in the 70s there, where it really became the number one ticket in town. Talk about maybe some of your memories from Hastings College versus UNK games.
Well, the rivalry was intense ever since probably the middle 50s, and even into the 60s and things. You know, the schools were close. They were in the same conference at that time. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a lot going on in Hastings other than those kind of things. There was a couple channels on television, and that was about it. And there was that was the ticket. I do know that there when Kearney and Hastings were both really, really good, if you weren't in P.L. Johnson gym by 5 o'clock for a tip-off at 7:30, you weren't going to get in. And it was just that's the way it went. One of the things that I remember, one of our players who shall go nameless, because it makes him angry when I tell. I told it once, and he got real angry about that. But he stole the ball and went in for a layup at the old P.L. Johnson gymnasium, gathered himself, and he was going to slam the ball, give the fans a great big thrill, and the player from Kearney, Bob Whitehouse was his name, recovered, came dashing down the floor, and as this guy went up to dunk it, Bob tackled him. That's what he did, or just pulled him down, made our guy mad, slammed the ball on the floor, and he turned around, and he was a awesome-looking physical specimen. He took out after Whitehouse, and the doors to the gym were out underneath the hoop. Whitehouse ran right outside. And our guy ran right out after him. And they're both outside. And we had, of course, a lot of police around at that time. And they come bringing the guys back in, and the game went on. And the guys that couldn't get into the ball game, they'd stand outside, and if there's snow on the ground, they had big windows at the top of the gym. The only vent, they'd chuck the doggone snowballs into tried through those windows, and once in a while a snowball would land out on the floor. And yeah, it was. And one year the rowdies, our student section, turned a pig loose dressed as an antelope out onto the floor.
Oh, no.
And there were a lot of things that went on. Entertainment was easy to come by in those ball games.
Well, hopefully no pigs today as Hastings College gets set to battle against UNK.
I don't think it's as intense as it once was, yeah.
Bob Fish, once again joining us on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. Bob, we appreciate you stopping by. We've got to get out of here. We're going to be talking with head coach for the UNK Lopers. Tom Kropp is going to be joining us, sharing some of his thoughts as well.
Okay.
When we return on the Road to Rivalry pregame
show.
Tell
him I'll go one-on-one with him if he wants.
Will do. Thanks, Bob.
Bob Fish, another one of our alumni that's back for the big rivalry game today between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney as we continue on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. Coming up, we're about half an hour away from the tip-off of the ball game, and I'll tell you what, we're going to have a large crowd on hand today here at the Osborne Sports Complex. You still got time to make it on out here. If you don't have anything to do today, come on out. This is going to be a great basketball game here today, and like we said, that's filling up. We got about 28 minutes or so before the tip-off. We're going to be honoring some special teams throughout the game today, during media timeouts and things like that. So there's a lot to talk about here today. In addition to all this stuff, the Hall of Fame going on, the rivalry and everything like that, we do have a basketball game.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there is a basketball game to play today, and that's going to be Hastings College at 13-4 taking on Nebraska Kearney. They're 4-8, but this is a team that's is going to be very dangerous and very explosive for Hastings to maybe try to contain today.
Well, Mike, I think just quickly here before we get on with Tom Kropp, I think that for UNK's standpoint, they're excited to get out of their conference. They've kind of struggled in their conference as of late, and I think just to get maybe a little bit of a breath of fresh air, have a game that kind of has this sort of atmosphere with some media timeouts and just sort of be able to collect themselves and maybe get off the schneid here. That's what UNK is going to be looking for. Hastings College, of course, they're looking to just play their own style of basketball, continue with some of the early success that they've had of picking up a big win in overtime where they had to fight back and win that game against Nebraska Wesleyan just last week. So for that, you know, look for Hastings College to try to continue momentum. So we do have a basketball game, and that tips off here at about 2 o'clock.
Hastings College and Nebraska Kearney here today. We'll take a break on the Road to Rivalry pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk with UNK head coach Tom Kropp as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to this afternoon's pregame show activities here at the Lynn Farrell Arena as the Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the UNK Lopers. Joining us now on the pregame show, throughout his time at Kearney State and the UNK, he has been one of the most successful Lopers playing on the court and coaching on the sidelines as well. We are pleased to be joined by Coach Tom Kropp. Coach, a pleasure.
Tyson, it's also a great pleasure for me and to have the opportunity to come over today and be involved with another game between Hastings and Kearney, and not only that, but the honoring of Dr. Lynn Farrell, somebody that we all respect a great deal. We're very thrilled and honored to be a part of the whole situation today.
Coach, let's just talk a little bit maybe about that. The Hastings College versus UNK versus Kearney State. Anyone within this 45-mile radius kind of knows the history, maybe a little bit about the background of this rivalry. Talk maybe from your perspective, having been a part of this, you know, what this game means to you.
Well, you know, Tyson goes way, way back into about the mid-60s, and I was growing up in Aurora, Nebraska, graduated in 71. So in the mid-60s, I would be, you know, somewhere 7th, 8th grade. But the big thing we would do, Tyson, was on Sunday mornings, KHAS-TV would rebroadcast Hastings College basketball, and I visited with Coach Trader about this several times, but Hastings had a tremendous following back then, and like I said, I was 7th or 8th grader, but I'd never miss Sunday morning watching Dr. Farrell's Hastings College Broncos. Well, then that evolved into the 70s. I then went to Kearney and spent 4 years. Well, the biggest game on our schedule, Tyson, was always the Hastings Bronco. Back then it was Kearney State game. It was not a heated rivalry, Tyson. It was a very friendly rivalry, and both teams respected each other a great deal. So I go all the way back. But the thing about it, Tyson, you're way too young to remember this, but Tyson, you could not get into the gym when Hastings College and Kearney State College played, whether it was at Hastings or whether it was at Kearney. I remember we played in Cushing Coliseum, and one of the reasons we now have a 6,000-seat facility is because Cushing Coliseum seated 3,600 people, and if you were not there 1 hour before the game, you didn't get in to see the game. And it was pretty much the same way when we came over. Was the facility Kiewit back then, Tyson?
Yeah,
it was the same way then. We would drive up to play Hastings College in our vans or whatever it was back then, and when you rolled in, an hour and a half before game time, there were lines two or three blocks long because people knew they had to be in their seats an hour before the players even came out to warm up. So it was a great thrill for us, and it was always also a very very competitive rivalry. It was either usually Kearney State College or Hastings College that would win the district championship, and then they would go to Kansas City for the national NAIA tournament. So there was a period of probably 15 years there through the 70s and into the 80s where it was usually either Kearney State College with Jerry Heiser coaching, or it was Hastings College with Lynn Farrell coaching, that would win the district championship and go to the NAIA national tournament at Kemper Arena in Kansas City.
Coach, now we had an opportunity throughout this, leading up to this particular game, to talk with some of the former players and talk with some of the former coaches about this rivalry, and we talked a lot about the recruiting grounds in college basketball and how anybody in kind of South Central Nebraska or maybe the greater part of the Nebraska area, you came down to really two decisions as far as where you were going to go play basketball, and that was the UNK or I guess Kearney State at the time and Hastings College. Was that the same case for you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. The kids that I look back at that I tried to help recruit to Kearney, the two that I remember the best were Dennis Lesser and Doug Sweeney. Doug Sweeney was from my hometown of Aurora, and they would come over to Kearney and work out, and then at the time I was playing professional basketball, and I'd go over, Doc Farrell would have me come over to Hastings College, and I'd work out with his kids. Again, I was 5-6 years older than Dennis and Doug, and I know it sure came down between those two players whether they were going to come to Kearney or Hastings. They both decided to go to Hastings, and they were a huge part of very successful teams Doc Farrell had during their four-year run at Hastings College. So, yeah, you're right. It basically did come down. If you were a good player in Central Nebraska, you pretty much most of the time got your choice down to whether you were going to come to Kearney or Hastings.
Once again, Tom Kropp joining us on the pregame show as we get set for UNK versus Hastings College this afternoon at the Lynn Farrell Arena. It's going to be honoring the 63-64 team of Doc Farrell as we get to honor some of the players and of course Coach Farrell for his first team. It's the 50th anniversary of that national tournament team. Tom Kropp, the head man at UNK, joining us here on the pregame show. Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit. Teams have since kind of went their separate ways since that rivalry was so heated, of course, with Kearney going to, at that time, Division II, now with the RMAC. Talk maybe just a little bit with this rivalry maybe fizzled out a little bit. Is there still some kind of sentimental value? Or, I mean, are the kids still excited to play this matchup this afternoon?
Very much so, Tyson. And again, it has to do with the two schools being 50 miles apart. But if you look back through the history of the rivalry, Coach Trader then took over as a coach at Hastings College, and at that time, then I took over coaching at Kearney State College, UNK. But the one thing Coach Trader and I really wanted to do, we wanted to continue to play each other. We did go Division II, Hastings State, NAIA. Tyson, maybe you've had time to go back and look at what the results were as Kearney continued to have their games with Hastings. But more times than not, if you went back and figured the record, and it was with Coach Trader coaching, Hastings would get the better end of the deal. They would win. I would go so far as to say I think they probably won more games in the series than Kearney did if you look back over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Coach, once again, Tom Kropp joining us here on the pregame show as we get set for the Hastings College Broncos and UNK Lopers. Let's maybe talk a little bit about this particular game and talk about what your Lopers are going to bring to Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon.
Well, Tyson, we are off to kind of a rough start. We've lost our last three games. They were all games in the MIAA conference. We got beat a couple nights ago in overtime by Northwest Missouri here at Kearney. We did pick up a transfer at the semester named Ethan Brozak that had played for us his freshman year, and then he transferred just to go to school at UNL, but he is back with us, and he's made us a better basketball team. We picked up another transfer at the beginning of the year, Connor Baronic, who, of course, is from Ravana and pretty well known in the area for the outstanding accomplishments he had in high school. He's our leading scorer, so at this point, we're going to get away from playing our MIAA schedule and come over for a non-conference game. We have been struggling a little bit, Tyson, but we started to play a little bit better, so hopefully each game we can improve a little bit, and hopefully we can come over and give Hastings a good game.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this afternoon as we get set to tip off here. Final thoughts is kind of when you think UNK basketball, of course, one of the names that comes up is yourself, Tom Kropp, and of course, a name that's synonymous with Hastings College basketball. That's Coach Doc Farrell and what he did for the program. Final thoughts on Coach Farrell and this anniversary game.
Well, you know, I've known Dr. Farrell. Like I said, I was watching his games in the mid-60s when they were shown on Sunday mornings, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for Dr. Farrell, and I know that Mike Trader came in and he kept going what Dr. Farrell has started, and now I see that Hastings, again, is the caliber of teams that they would have when they had Dr. Farrell and Coach Trader coaching them. So I'm very, very happy, as I mentioned in the beginning of the interview, to be a part of this, and we're thrilled to come over on a Sunday afternoon, and again, Dr. Farrell is one of the legends of basketball in the state of Nebraska, as is Mike Trader, and so we're just thrilled to be a part of it and really looking forward to it, Tyson.
Coach, we appreciate the time this afternoon on the pregame show. Again, we wish you the best of luck here this afternoon, and we'll talk with you again in the future.
All right, Tyson. Again, appreciate it very much, and thank you, Tyson.
Coach Tom Kropp, the head man of the UNK basketball team, joining us here on the pregame show. Well, that'll just about wrap up pregame show activities. Coming up, Mike will be joined in the locker room with Coach Bill Gavers as we get set once again. UNK, Hastings College this afternoon, a rivalry maybe rekindled a little bit here at the Lynn Farrell Arena, and an anniversary for the 50th anniversary for Doc Farrell's first national tournament team. It's all coming up. Stay with us here. Basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And welcome into the Pepsi pregame show here this afternoon. As we get you set for Hastings and Nebraska Kearney today, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, obviously a big weekend, the alumni weekend, the Hall of Fame going on, a lot of people on campus this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's a great weekend. We're a tribute to Doc Farrell. When I came here my first year, Doc was in his final season, and of course, a legend here, a coaching legend, a great man. Did a lot of nice things for a lot of people and ran a great basketball program. 1963-64 team being inducted today. And a lot of alums that are around, and I think alums are excited about Hastings College basketball, and we're happy and proud to have them here.
It's really a great connection for the alums to come back here, and now they have a chance to see your administration and your basketball team here today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I talked to guys like Glenn Mays yesterday, people like Benny Congrove were back, Streetwiser was back, you know, Tim Evers, just a lot of guys, the player Craig Fromm, you know, recently got inducted in the Hall of Fame. So Ronnie Jackson's back. Ronnie came all the way from California. So just a lot of guys and a lot of pride in the program and a lot of guys that want to see Hastings College basketball succeed.
Maybe important today to play well in front of those guys, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, those guys, they're competitive guys. They were competitive when they were in college, and they're still competitive. And everybody wants to be part of a winner, and, you know, that's what we're striving for, to be able to compete for championships. And with their support, we can get there.
Coach, you played in this series with Nebraska Kearney, and you're playing days here at Hastings College. What do you remember out of the series with Nebraska Kearney? And just talk about the playing Kearney year in and year out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big game. It's a great game for both schools. Of course, it used to be Kearney State College back in the day, and now it's UNK. Obviously, I think you start with Coach Kropp, you know, who's been is a legend in the state and certainly at Kearney and Kearney State, and a great basketball player, great basketball coach, and a good man. I mean, really is a good man. So it starts there. And then, you know, Hastings College on our end, just a great tradition, a great rivalry, a lot of great crowds, a lot of great memories that are created. You know, guys get together like the alumni weekend. They're talking about the Hastings-Kearney series. And so we've made our players, you know, aware of that and the things that are at stake. So, again, a great history, a great legacy, and we'd love to continue the series down the road.
Coming off of a win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan, goes into overtime, and we were able to win that thing 96-93. Talk about that ball game, feelings on it.
You know, our kids really persevered, and we were down 12 with about 11 minutes left. We battled back. We've done that in several games, then gotten it to 2 or 4, and we weren't able to break through. And so when we got to that point, it was a timeout. Our players were in the huddle saying, hey, tonight we break through. We get in a great position at 79-76, missed the back end of a 1-1. They come down with 2 seconds left on a sideline inbounds, knocked down a three from a guy who has 0 3-point attempts in his career as a senior. So our guys did a great job of responding in overtime and not letting that affect them. So great signs of toughness that our guys are coming along in that area, and that's going to help you down the road.
We get 15 of 20 free throws in the overtime session. We shoot 38 for the ball game. So most of those came in the overtime session.
Yeah, you know, we were aggressive. I mean, at the end of the regulation, they had 17 fouls or so. We had 3 or 4, so our activity, our positioning was much, much better defensively so that we weren't in foul trouble. And then we did a nice job attacking. I thought the second half, our screening, our cutting, our ball movement, and our player movement was much, much better than it has been. And we were running tight cuts. We were getting post touches. We were patient. And then we got some attacks at the rim. I can remember vividly, you know, the play where a flare screen is set for Jake Hamburger. His guy goes high. He cuts to the rim, and Brady throws him a lob, and Jake knocks it down. I mean, we haven't had those types of plays, and I think our guys are starting to understand what those kind of cuts, finish cuts, north-south cuts of the rim can do for us.
A couple guys had outstanding ball games. Season high is Tobin Reinwald, 23. Brett Wells had 21 in the ball game. They played extremely well.
Brett Wells had a career day. I mean, Brett always does the work things, always defensively. You know, like today he's looking forward to the challenge of guarding Connor Baronic, and he always rebounds it. And he took advantage of a matchup. You know, Wesleyan decided to go with Trevor Johnson on Brady Lohman, 6'7", kid who had to run through a lot of screens because Brady's going to run you off a lot of screens. They put Jonah Bradley on Wellesley, you know, and that's a 5'9 versus a 6'4", 6'5". Our kids did a great job of recognizing that. We got some high-low stuff, and Wellesley finished around the rim. So real happy for him. I mean, he's a guy. You always want success for all your players, but particularly guys that come on a daily basis and just work, never complain, and just get after it every day.
Marcin Bloom did not play in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. Will not play here today. He's kind of on the shelf for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he had signs of an early stress fracture about a week ago or so, and he's been playing through it, And, you know, I've just kind of talked to him about, hey, how much pain are you in? And on a scale of 1 to 10, and he said, 8 is pretty painful, coach. And Carson's a tough kid. He's never looking for any shortcuts. He's not looking for any favors from anybody. So, you know, we got him back to Dr. Bolin, get him checked out, and the suggestion was, hey, 2 weeks off of it, and then let's MRI it and find out where it's at.
Okay, so he will now play here today as we sneak closer to game time here this afternoon with Nebraska Kearney. We'll come back and talk about the Lopers as our pregame show continues after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. since I've been ill. I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers, Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. A little special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco basketball for you today. UNK coming in 4-8 on the season. They are 2-5 in the MIAA, but this is going to be a tough basketball team for us today.
No question about it. It's a different team. You know, they started the year. Ethan Brozek was not even at the school. He's down in Lincoln, a 6'7 kid from Norfolk Catholic, very athletic. So he's added a lot to him. Daquan Thomas from Southeast Community College was not playing early in the year. And Thursday night against Northwest Missouri State, both of those guys had an impact on the game. So they're getting healthy and they're getting a rhythm. They lost in overtime to Northwest, who's really, really good. They were up 6 with 2 minutes left. Kind of had them on the ropes. So, and they won the rebounding battle. Northwest goes like 6'9", 6'8", and two really athletic guards. And Kearney beats them on the boards 39-30. So we've got to be alert to that. That's great for us to find out, you know, how much progress have we made against a good rebounding team, because they certainly do that well.
It all starts, I think, with Connor Baronic. You had him at Ravenna when you were at Central Catholic, and I'm sure you scooped him out there, and now he comes back on the college level too.
Oh, no question. He was freshman player of the year in the GPAC, you know, and obviously to do that, you've got to be pretty darn good. Now he's at UNK. He can shoot it. He can score it. He's 6'7". He's got length. You know, Wellesley's going to draw the assignment to start the game, and his job is to really make him work for his points and not let him just catch it easily and be able to fire. You know, we watched film on that where he just catches. If he has pace, he's going to let it go, and he's very accurate.
Mike Dentlinger is another one that is going to be dangerous today.
Dent, very, very dangerous. Dent's had a lot of knee troubles, I think, through his career, but he's played through it. A real competitive kid, hard-nosed kid, played for Coach Ball at Miller North. Zach will start on him, and that's two Miller North guys going at it. So that's an interesting little side story there. Both very competitive guys. Dent is very, very smart, can step out, hit the 16-footer, will attack you inside. So we've got to do a good job on him.
And if that's not enough, Tyler Shields is another guy that can put it up there too.
Well, he can knock it out. Tyler is very, very good, just catch and shoot guy, very accurate, does a great job for him, goes to the boards well. And the other thing is the Pearson kid's a really good point guard. We've got to do a good job with Pearson and Thomas of keeping them out of the paint, because they do a good job getting in there, and they're strong enough to finish, and if you help, they're good enough to pitch it to guys who can score.
This team loaded with weapons. There's just not one or two guys to slow down. This team is loaded today.
Yeah, I mean, our principles have to be very, very good, our defensive principles, which is good for us to as a checkpoint here before we get into a big stretch of conference games, because we spent some time after Dakota Wesleyan really refining things defensively, a lot just being active with our feet and hands, being in position, talking to one another, making basketball decisions on the fly. And Kearney will test us in that regard today.
You say playing an NCAA Division II school going to test us in about every single area we got today, then?
No question about it. So it's a great opportunity for our men to go out, compete 5-1, to battle through things, because no game's easy. I mean, you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have things you're going to have to respond to. And the thing that's put us in a good position is our guys really have responded when they've been challenged. Sometimes we've been able to finish the game and win, and sometimes we have not. But there really hasn't been a game where we just lay down and say, hey, we're going to accept what's going on out here. Our players have gotten together and made a difference to be in the ball game and compete to the finish.
Some things today we absolutely have to get done to win this game.
I think it starts with rebounding. You know, we've talked about that a lot. They beat Northwest Missouri State 39-30, so that's a huge thing. It also starts with positioning on the defensive end that we've got to get to shooters, but we've also got to understand angles on containment with guards. And then offensively, we've got to do a lot of what we did the second half against Wesleyan. We've got to move the ball. We've got to move players. We've got to make hits on our screens. And then we've got to be in an attack mode all the time. And if we do that, we'll have a great opportunity to compete and win today.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Nebraska Kearney today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Again, welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, here this afternoon as we get set for Bronco basketball here today on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska, Kearney, and Hastings renewing their basketball rivalry here today. Hastings College again coming in. A record of 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Kearney playing NCAA Division II. The Lopers are sitting at 4-8 on the season. They are 2-5 in the MIAA. The Lopers have lost their last 3 games in a row. They lost the other night to Northwest Missouri State, 73-69. They lost to Missouri Western on the road, 89-82. And they lost to Central Missouri, 85-65. Their last win was back before Christmas when they beat Lindenwood University at home by the score of 98-96. But the Lopers, a team that's been averaging about 78 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 82.2 on the defensive end. As you heard co-head coach Tom Kropp talk about in the pregame show just a few minutes ago, they did pick up a transfer student from Nebraska Lincoln, and he has definitely helped the team. That's Ethan Brozak. Followed his career throughout his high school days up at Norfolk Catholic. Brozak is averaging 9.7 points and 7.3 rebounds per ball game. He is playing in just his fourth game now for the Lopers. He was with Nebraska Kearney during his freshman season and then took off and went down to Lincoln. And he transfers back here, and he's playing for the Lopers in the second half of the season. So Ethan Brozak will be a force that Hastings will have to deal with here today. Of course, we've already talked about Connor Baranek. Connor was the longtime star up at Ravenna High School, and then he went to Doan for a single season, and he transferred back here, and now he's playing for head coach Tom Kropp over at Nebraska Kearney, and he's certainly done his thing. He's averaging 20.3 points and 7.3 rebounds per game. Baranek had 15 points the other night against Northwest Missouri State. Hastings College is trying to keep their momentum rolling. The Broncos, they knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday night down in Lincoln by the score of 96-93. Hastings bouncing back from the loss back on January 4th to Dakota Wesleyan, 98-84. As we told you earlier today, the Broncos right in the midst of a Great Plains Athletic Conference maybe championship run, as the Broncos will have a big schedule of games coming up here. And Hastings will start the second half of the season currently tied for second place in the G-Pack, sitting at 7 wins and 2 losses, tied with Midland and also Morningside. Hastings will play Midland on Wednesday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Dort College right now is the leader in the G-Pack at 9 wins and 1 loss. Tell you what, we're going to have a great crowd on hand, and good to see some of the legends of the game, so to speak, on campus this weekend. We had a Hall of Fame breakfast this morning, inducting the 1963-1964 team into the Hall of Fame here, in addition to Eddie Lorenzen as a individual into the Hall of Fame. And we're going to have some special ceremonies throughout the game here today, as they will introduce most of these stars that are on hand. They'll introduce those guys throughout the ball game here today. We'll try to bring as much as that as we can to you as we watch this ball game today between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. We'll get to the starting lineups today. Brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank
is the better bank. For the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney, they will start this way. It'll be a Davian Pearson, a 5'11" junior out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Pearson is averaging 10 points and 3.3 rebounds per game, also averaging about 5 assists per ball game. Kevin Deenan is a 6'1" freshman out of Omaha. Deenan so far this season, he is averaging 6.5 points and 2.3 rebounds per game, also averaging 2 assists per game. Tyler Shields is a 6'4" junior out of Kearney, Nebraska. Shields is averaging 13.7 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Connor Baronic, the 6'6" sophomore out of Ravenna, averaging 20 points and 7.3 rebounds per game, leads the team in block shots with 12, also averaging 2.1 assists per ball game. And the other starter will be Mike Detlinger, a 6'6" senior out of Omaha. Detlinger averaging 13.8 points per ball game and 5.6 rebounds per game. He scored 18 points the other day against Northwest Missouri State. The Lopers again 4-8 on the season, 2-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College will start this way. It'll be Brent Wells today, 6'4" and a junior out of Elbin, Nebraska. Wells is now averaging 7.4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Wells had a great contest on Wednesday night when he scored a season-high 21 points in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan. Wells is also averaging 1.7 steals per game, which is third right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Brady Lohman is a 6'2" senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Lohman is second-leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.1 points per ball game. He's also grabbing 4.6 rebounds per game, 3.5 assists per contest. Akeem Morrison is a 5'11" senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morrison is averaging 4.9 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. He is averaging 3.3 assists per contest and 1.4 steals per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'4" junior out of Lincoln. He's averaging 10.2 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Reinwald had 23 last Wednesday against Nebraska Wesleyan. Reinwald in there as a starter for Hastings College. And then Zach Lena is also getting started, 6'4" junior out of Omaha. Zach Lena averaging 7.8 points, and he is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. And this is the only game as far as action in Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Most of the other teams played yesterday in the conference. One of the games we might pass along to you, Nebraska today. The Nebraska men, they lost to Purdue by a score of 70-64. So the Huskers are now 8-8 on the season. They lose today to Purdue 70-64. Hastings is going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Nebraska Kearney will be in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold here this afternoon. Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our left and will be set to go. Hastings and Nebraska Kearney going here this afternoon, and a great crowd on hand for Sunday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Jumping things up for Nebraska Kearney is going to be Connor Baronic, Zach Lena for Hastings College, and Nebraska Kearney will control the opening tip. Lopers have the ball. Hastings will play this a tough man-to-man defense. There's Connor Baronic down there on the baseline. Wells will draw him defensively. Connor Baronic backs up, kicks it back out into three-point territory to Tyler Shields. Now to a Pearson. Comes back over to Baronic in the lane. Kicks it back out to Tyler Shields. Driving down the left side of the lane. Now to Connor Baronic, top of the key. Connor Baronic looking. Now he's going to drive it down the right side of the lane. Puts it high off the glass. His shot no good. Tip tries up there, no good. Offensive rebound followed shot by Shields is no good. And finally, Hastings grabs the rebound. So three shots to the bucket there for Nebraska Kearney, and they could not convert. Hastings has the ball for the first time. Here's Akeem Morrison behind a Zach Lena screen. Bounce pass goes down to Lena on the baseline. Fakes. Now wants to kick it back out. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kevin Deenan as he runs back the other way. Drives it there against Lohman. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Now the pass is deflected out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS, just underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 19:07 to play in the first half. Still no score between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney today. Akeem Morrison brings the ball up. Morrison is a transfer, by the way, from Nebraska Kearney. Spent some time there for head coach Tom Kropp and Kearney. There's a pass to be deflected. Lena picks it back up, comes back out to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Wells. Here's Morrison on the left side. Akeem Morissette holds the ball here. Dribbles once, comes out here. Top of the key to Reinwald. Drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Lena. Follow shot is up and in. Zach Lena gets the offensive board and a putback. 2-0 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Took about 90 seconds for either team to get on the scoreboard here this afternoon. There's a Deanan with the ball. Goes down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Tyler Shields with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes back out here into three-point territory. Back down in the corner. There's Shields. His long three is put up there and in. Tyler Shields knocks down a three-pointer. Nebraska Kearney is hitting 34% of their three-pointers so far this year, but Shields knocks down the first one here, and the Lopers have a 3-2 advantage over Hastings College with 2 minutes into the ballgame. Ryan Wall has got it now to Wells. 200 pass to the far sideline. Brady Lohman. He goes inside the ball. Going to be tipped away from Tobin Reinwald. Second turnover on Hastings. Ball is picked up here by the Lopers. Running back the other way is Pearson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. He's going to have his pocket picked here. Wells comes back the other way. Does not have the numbers, but he goes to the hole anyway. His shot's going to be blocked down by Baranek. Ball is recovered here. Now it's loose. It's picked up by Morissette. He drives it to the hole. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Lena, and the foul is going to be called. I know these two teams getting after it here early. 17:39 to play here in the first half. We've got a personal foul called on Nebraska Kearney. It's going to go on Detlinger, and that's going to be his first. Mike Detlinger picks up his first personal foul. First team foul on the Lopers. 17:39 to play here in the first half. 3-2 the score. Nebraska Kearney has got the lead over Hastings College as the Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Woolman will trigger things in for Hastings. Lobs it into the lane. Reinwald grabs it. Can't go up for the shot. Comes back out into three-point territory. Comes across the top down to Morissette. Right sideline, Lohman has got it. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's going to be Reinwald. Reinwald squares around to the bucket. Now drives the ball toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Detlinger. Detlinger gets the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Pearson. Here come the Lopers. 17-19 to play here in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with the ball back in their offensive zone. Down in the corner is Tyler Shields, picked up there by Lohman. Shields in trouble now at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it back out here into three-point territory. Deanan has got the ball down the in the corner to Shields. Now into Detlinger with his back to the basket. Detlinger squares it around, drives it against Zach Lena. Detlinger goes for the hole. His shot's up there and in. Mike Detlinger scores left-handed there as he puts up the field goal. And it's now a 5-2 ball game. Nebraska Kearney with the lead over Hastings today. There's Brent Walls with the ball. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Gives it away now to Reinwald. Reinwald out here in three-point territory, top of the key. That's Zach Lena. Now to Reinwald. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Wells, he's going to run to baseline. His reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Nebraska Kearney. Pearson has got the ball for the Lopers. Goes down in the corner on the left side, dribbling, and now we got a foul called. Tobin Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Lopers. 16:24 to play. Hastings College trailing Nebraska Kearney by a score of 5-2 here this afternoon. As Nebraska Kearney plays it in, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. He gets it in the hands of Morissette. Back to Lohman. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Lohman gets the field goal to go down on the break there. That's the first field goal for Hastings from Brady Lohman. And a personal foul is called here. It's going to go on Connor Baranek. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Lopers. Going to the free throw line will be Lohman to try to make this a three-point play. Lohman is an 83% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Ethan Brozek into the ball game now for Nebraska Kearney. And also, Donquan Thomas is going to check in there as well. So Lohman goes to the free throw line, trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up and in, and we're tied up. An old-fashioned three-point play there by Brady Lohman. We're tied up now at 5 points apiece. Here's Thomas with the ball now, picked up by Lohman of Hastings. Goes down in the corner to the right side. That's going to be Bronick. He's in the lane. Kicks it out here in 3 points. Territory. A shot is put up there by Dina. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Coming back the other way is Brent Wells. Wells circles around in the lane. Kicks it back out here to Lohman. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Fires up a 15-footer and hits it. Brady Lohman scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings has the lead again. The Broncos 7 and the Lopers 5. Thomas back with the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. The Bronx. The ball's going to be stripped away. Nice job there by Lena. The ball is picked up here by Akeem Morissette running back the other way. Now to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Wells. He kicks it out here to Akeem Morissette for three. His shot is up there. It won't go. Ball comes to the corner. Nearly goes out of bounds. It's saved by the Lopers. UNK comes back the other way. Thomas has got the ball on a three-on-three break to the far sideline. Deanan has got it. They hammer it back inside. His shot is up and in. Delquan Thomas scoring there for Nebraska Kearney. And now we're tied up at 7 points apiece. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex today. Brent Wells with the ball. Wells comes over here on the near sideline to Reinwald. Now to Wells, to Akeem Morissant. There's Lohman. He spins the free throw line, knocks down a defender, throws up a shot, and hits it. Ray Lohman scores. He's got 7 points. He's got 7 out of the 9 points here for Hastings College. Zach Lean has got the other two. 9-7 to score now. Hastings out on top. Here's a long-range three put up there. No good. Lohman grabs the rebound for Hastings. Ray Lohman runs it back the other way. A bounce pass. It could be deflected away. And it's going to be picked up here by Deedon. Third turnover already on Hastings College here in the ball game. There's Thomas with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Lohman. Feeds it on the far side. Line out to Tyler Shields. Down to Baronic on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Battled for. Now we got a jump ball called here. A jump ball is called. Possession is playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. And we've got our first media timeout.
Ladies and gentlemen, earlier today, Ed Lorenzen of the class of 1965 joined the Hastings College Athletic Hall of Fame. The recipient of All-American honors, he averaged 20 points and 15 rebounds per game in his career. Ed's 39 points in a national tournament game remains the school record. Congratulations, Ed Lorenzen. He's presented a plaque by Hastings College Athletic Director Jerry Schmuddy. Ed Lorenzen, congratulations.
That's our first media timeout of the day today. Again, we'll be honoring several players and teams and things like that throughout the entire broadcast here today. The first recipient there, Eddie Lorenzen, obviously inducted into the Hall of Fame earlier today. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. 14 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. It's Hastings College 9, UNK 7.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
This is the 189th meeting between Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College, with the Broncos leading the overall series 102-86. Broncos have the lead right now. It is 9-7 as we approach the 14-minute mark here in this first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Hamburger into the ball game now for Hastings. Hamburger's got it on the far side. Jake, bounce pass goes inside to Lohman with his back to the basket. Lohman dribbles down in the corner, back out to Abu Fall. His shot from 12 is up there and in. Abu Fall steps away from the basket and scores. Abu had a good ball game the other night. He scored 10 points in the contest against Nebraska Wesleyan. It's his first shot here. 11-7 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Kearney. Lopers have the ball. Tyler Shields out here being hounded at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it down in the corner now to Brozek. Ethan Brozek dribbling with the ball against Abu Fall. His cross-court pass goes to the left corner. There's a shot put up there by Baronic. Good. Bounder Baronic scores in the deep left corner. That's a three-pointer by Baronic, and it's now an 11-10 ball game. So Connor Baronic gets his first three. He's hitting 32% of his three-pointers so far this season. Knocks down his first one here. 11-10 is the score. Hastings with a lead. There's a Brandon Krause into the ball game. Goes out to Hamburger for three. His shot is good. Hamburger from a different area code there. Jake knocks her down from the deep right corner. So he gets that three-pointer back. 14-10 is the score now. Hastings back out to a four-point lead. Here's Baronic again with the ball. Baronic runs into Zach Wiener. Now gets rid of it outside to Tyler Shields. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against Hamburger. Bounce pass down the lane. The ball going to be chipped away. But it's picked up here by Brozek. Brozek drives it to the hole and shots up it in. Ethan Brozek scoring there for Nebraska Kearney. 14-12 to score now. Hastings with a two-point lead. Brandon Krause with the ball for the Broncos. Comes out here to Lohman. Lohman out between the rings. Comes over here on the left side of the wing. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Now to Zach Lina. He tries to drive it. Loses control of the ball, but it's poked out of his hands there by Baronic of Nebraska Kearney. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Coming out will be Zach Lina. 12:25 to play here in the first half. Hastings College with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. 14-12. There's Hamburger with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Now at the Lohman. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul here is going to be called on Kevin Deenan. That's going to be his first personal foul.
That's going to be team foul number three. It's going to go on Thomas. Thomas picks up the personal foul. 14-12 is the score. Hastings will play things in. Here's Lohman driving the ball to the rack. Kashana is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Brozek. Ethan Brozek with a rebound. Gets it ahead now to Connor Baranek. He brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Brozek. He's going to drive the ball against Fall. Puts a move on Fall. Kashana is up there. It's no good. And Abu grabs the rebound. Abu Fall has got it for the Broncos. Hastings with a two-point lead. 14-12 is the score. There comes Brandon Krause down the right sideline out to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hamburger looks, bounce pass goes over to Wells. Right side, free throw line extended. Wells puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Off now on the right side, that's Woolman. He tries to get around a defender. He's tripped and a foul is going to be called. Woolman goes down and a personal foul is going to be called here on Nebraska County. The foul is going to go on Kevin Deenan. That's going to be his first personal foul. And now we have got another media timeout here at the 11:40 mark of this first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead by a score of 14-12.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1963-64 Bronco men's basketball team also joined the Hastings College Athletic Hall of Fame today. Under the leadership of head coach Lynn Farrell, the team amassed a 23-4 record during its campaign, earned conference and district championships, and qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. Congratulations to Lynn Farrell and the Bronco basketball team of 1963-64.
Again, more athletes from Hastings College past days being honored here.
Athletic Director Jerry Schmuddy.
Being honored here on another media timeout. We got 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 14, Nebraska County 12.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we come back 14-12. Here's Lohman putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Nebraska Kearney. Loafers have the ball down the near sideline. Here's a Pearson with the ball. He stops at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Detlinger. Picked up there by Abu Fall. Can't do anything with the ball. Comes out to Thomas now in three-point territory. And now we got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to go on Hamburger. The Hamburger trying to hold Connor Baranek guy there on the baseline. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half of play. 14-12 to score. Hastings College with a two-point lead. Nebraska Kearney will play things in. They get it down to Baranek in the corner. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald. Baranek comes out on top. It gets by Shields, and it goes into the backcourt. We got a over-and-back violation. Over-and-back violation on Nebraska Kearney. The second turnover on the Lopers here in the basketball game. 11 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Kearney. On the score of 14-12. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball now. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Comes over to Hamburger. Hamburger on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu as he spins toward the baseline. Powers his way to the goal. Still can't put up a shot. Kicks it out to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. No good. Abu had the rebound. He lost it. Reinwald picks it up. Now to Hamburger. Over to Morrison. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to Abu. Back out to Morrison. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. UNK ball. So Morrison misses the shot from three-point range. Ball goes out of bounds. It's still a 14-12 ball game. Hastings College with a two-point lead here this afternoon. Here's Thomas with the ball. He drives it against Hamburger. Goes down to Detlinger on the baseline. His shot from 15 is no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. His bounce pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Pearson as he runs her back the other way. Loses control, but it's picked up by Brozek, and we got a charging foul. Ethan Brozek picking up the loose ball there in the lane, and he runs over a man down there, and Brozek is going to be hit with a personal foul, a charge. So Ethan picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five in the Lopers. 14-12 is the score. We're down to 10.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon.
There's Reinwald with the ball. Tobin Reinwald outside to Hamburger. Gets it inside to Abu. Fakes once. Now puts up a shot of Detlinger. His shot no good. Rebound Wells, and his foul shot is up and in. Brent Wells got the offensive board and the putback, and Hastings now has a four-point lead again. 16-12 is the score, leading Nebraska Kearney. Lopers have the ball. Here's Pearson. Out here in three-point territory, high right side. Bounce pass goes down to Brozek. Double team down there. Brozek has the ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Morissant. Third turnover on Nebraska Kearney. Morissant goes to Wells. His shot no good. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. Going to go on Pearson. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number six on Nebraska Kearney. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells has hit a field goal and 2 points so far today. He's a 68% foul shooter in the season. He's 39 out of 57 for the free throw line this season. As Wells throws up his first one, it's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 74% of the free throw tosses so far this year. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 48% from the field and 36% from three-point territory. 17-12, Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 5. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Kearney. So Hastings with a 17-12 lead with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in this first half. Pearson has got the ball. Pearson down the right sideline. Pearson dribbling with it, high right side. Morissant right on his grill defensively. And now Pearson gets away. There's a nice pass down to Detlinger. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play as Detlinger goes tumbling out of bounds there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. The bucket counts. The foul is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his second. So Mike Detlinger got the field goal to go down, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Detlinger scored 18 points the other night when Nebraska Kearney lost to Northwest Missouri State 73-69 in overtime. There's a shot from the line. It's up and in. Mike Detlinger hits the three-point play. And Nebraska Kearney now back within 2 points at 17-15. We're down to 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Morissant with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald reverses the ball. Comes over here to Wells. Now to Hamburger. To Akeem. He drives the ball down the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brozek. Nathan Brozek gets it out. Now to Pearson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Kicks it out here to Baranek. He drives it toward the goal, and he's going to be fouled into play. Connor Baranek is fouled into play as he tries to take it to the rack there for Nebraska Kearney. The foul is going to be on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number four on the Broncos. That will send the former Ravenna Blue Jay to the free throw line. And Connor spent a year at Doan before transferring to Nebraska Kearney this year. And he's flat getting the job done. He's averaging 20.3 points per ball game for the Loafers. As he sends down his first free throw down through the hole. He's now got 4 points here in this ball game. Veronica is hitting 84% from the free throw line this year, 48% from the field. He's knocking down 32% of his three-pointers. 17-16. There's the next shot by Baranek is good, so we're tied up now at 17 points apiece as the Loopers have scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. Here comes Tyler Shields into the ballgame now. Shields comes in. And now the Loopers will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings College will break it easily. Morissant's got it on a 2-on-2 break, and now we got a reaching in foul. They go on Pearson. Pearson for Nebraska Kearney, that's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Loafers. Hastings has now reached the bonus situation here. With 8:57 left on the first half clock here. The Osborne Sports Complex, Akeem Morissant to the free throw line, an 88% foul shooter. His shot is up there, it's no good. It only missed 2 free throws all season long, and that's the third one right there. Detlinger got the rebound, so the Loafers now can pull ahead here with a field goal. 17-17, we are tied. Here's Pearson with the ball to Detlinger at the top of the key. Over to Dienert on the left side. As they go down to Brozek. He drives it toward the goal. His shot no good. Detlinger had the rebound. And he lost it. The scramble is on. It comes out here in 3 points. Here, Troy Shields has got the ball. Now we got a foul called. Wells is going to pick up the personal foul. He went diving after the ball down there. Trying to pull it loose from Shields. And Wells picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls now on Wells. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos. On shooting situation, here comes Zach Lena into the ballgame now for Hastings as Wells will come out of there. Nebraska Kearney can pull ahead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Brozek has got the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. Comes over to Tyler Shields. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's Dienert with the ball. Dribbles it high left side. Bounce pass down to Brozek. He's going to try to drive it. He does on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Ethan Brozek scores there over Zach Lena. Brozek now with 4 points in the ballgame, and the Wolpers have the lead 19-17 over Hastings College here this afternoon. Here's a Morissette with the ball. Morissette goes over to Lohman. His pass will be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted there by Detlinger. The fifth turnover on Hastings College. Wolpers have the lead and the basketball. 19-17 is the score. Here's a Pearson with the ball. High right side right in front of the Bronco bench. Pearson bounce pass goes to the top of the key. Brozek goes over on the wing now to Deenan. Holds the ball. Gets it inside to Detlinger. Detlinger picked up by Abu Fall. Detlinger squares around to the basket. He looks at it. Now he's going to back up against Abu. Puts up a shot. It's good. Mike Detlinger scores against Abu Fall. He's got 7 points. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout as the Lopers are out on top here by 4 points. We've got a timeout with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Kearney 21, Hastings 17.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 21-17 is the score. Hastings College trailing Nebraska Kearney here today. Broncos have the ball. Akeem Morrison into the forecourt now. They get it to Woolman. On the right sideline is Brent Wells. Bounce pass goes to Tobin. Back outside to Lena. The free throw line dribbles it down to Lena. Shot off the window is good. Zach Lena scores. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 21-19. Broncos are down by 2 points. Lopers down the ball. Here's Pearson with it now. Comes over here in front of the Bronco bench. Out here in 3 points territory, holding the ball over here. There's going to be Deenan. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to Detlinger. Detlinger now to Tyler Shields. Picked up there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Out to Deenan, top of the key. Dribbles it to the right wing. Bounce pass to Detlinger. Detlinger kicks it back out. Deenan from the top of the key for three. Shot good. Kevin Deenan scoring there. He's got 3 points. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And now the Lopers are out to a 5-point lead at 24-19. Reinwald has got the ball. Moves it on the wing over there on the right side. Tobin Reinwald holds it now. Goes down in the corner to Zach Lena. Back out to Tobin. To the free throw line to Wells. Is running one-handers up there and in. Brent Wells scores down the lane. Wells now at 5 points in the ball game, and the Lopers have a 3-point lead. 24-21. Here's Pearson with the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. Pearson holding it, free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Driving the baseline is going to be Shields. He gets rid of it now. Gets back out to Pearson in 3-point territory. Pearson picked up by Akeem Morrison. Puts it on the floor and dribbles here. High left side. Pearson trying to set something up as he comes across the top to Dean, and he drives it. Now kicks it out again to Pearson for a three. Shot is up there. Good. Davian Pearson scoring there for Nebraska Kearney, a three-pointer, and the Lopers now have a 27-21 advantage over Hastings College with 5:38 to play. Here's Wells taking the ball to the hole, and his shot is up and in. Brent Wells scores there for Hastings. He got 7 points in the ball game. 27-23. Broncos are down by 4 points. Here's a Pearson with the ball. Trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings College stays with that man-to-man defense. Pearson dribbling with the ball with the key. Morissette staring him down right in front of us here. In front of the scorers table, behind the screen now from Detlinger. Pearson gives the ball to Detlinger now at the elbow on the right side. Lobs it inside. That's Brozek with the ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ethan Brozek scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game for Nebraska Kearney. And again, the Lopers have a 6-point lead, 29-23 with 5 minutes to play. Morrison has got the ball. Morrison out here to Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended down to the right side. Woolman has got it. To Zach Lena. Right side again. Brent Wells has got it. Not a Woolman. Behind the screen from Lena. Woolman can't do anything, and now he throws the ball away. Trying to get it back to Zach Lena. That's going to be 6 turnovers now.
Ladies and gentlemen, celebrating 40 years since playing in Bronco uniforms is the 1973-74 team. Together, These men qualified for the NAIA National Tournament for the second consecutive year and won a school record 27 games. Let's give them a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. The 73-74 team.
Our play is back in here with 4:35 to play. Nebraska Kearney is leading 29-23. Here's Kevin Dina with the ball. Comes over here to a Pearson. Pearson drives the ball in the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman has got the ball for Hastings College down the near sideline. The hamburger, and he ran into the official down there. He ran into one of the officials down there, and the ball goes out of bounds. So it's going to be a turnover on Hastings College.
Now we go to the 1973-74 team. Celebrating 40 years since playing in Bronco uniforms is the 1973-74 team. Together, these men qualified for the NAIA National Tournament for the second consecutive year and won a school record 27 games. Let's give them a round of applause. Coach Lynn Farrell and the 1973-74 Hastings College Bronco basketball team. Congratulations.
All right, we've got a timeout here. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Kearney 29, Hastings 23. Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Nebraska Kearney with a lead over Hastings, 29-23. Broncos have led by as many as 5 points here in the ball game at 17-12. Now the Lopers with a 6-point lead here at 29-23, and the Lopers have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Detlinger got it out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Zach Lina. Detlinger goes to the far sideline, driving his shields. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Wells. Brent Wells has got it down to Brady Lohman. Here come the Broncos, down by 6 points now. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Tobin driving the ball into the hole. His shot is up there. Good. He banks one home. Tobin Reinwald back to one home for Hastings. He's got 2 points in the ball game. He had 23 the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan. 29-25 the score now. Hastings College has got a 4-point deficit they're staring at here in the first half. Connor Baronica's got it picked up by Wells. Wells pokes the ball into the backcourt. Wells goes after it. They dive. They'll have a foul called on Connor Baronic. Brett Wells pokes the ball loose from Connor. The chase ensued there, and Connor Baronic and Wells both dive after the basketball, and they're going to hit Connor Baronic with a personal foul. That's going to be the second foul on Connor, and now we've got another media timeout here with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings College trailing by the score of 29-25.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1988-1989 Bronco men's basketball team celebrates its 25th reunion today. These District 11 champions won 26 games during the season and advanced to the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Tournament, a school record. Thank you for joining us today, Coach Mike Trader and the 1988-1989 Bronco basketball team.
All right, we've got another timeout, 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score, Nebraska Kearney 29, Hastings 25.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHS. A special day. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies were held this morning here on the Hastings College campus. Alumni weekend. Lots of events going on here in conjunction with this ball game with Nebraska Kearney here today. In addition to the ball game, it's a pretty good one so far. 29-25 is the score. The Lopers out to a 4-point lead. Wells to the free throw line and shot is up and in. Brent Wells now 8 points here in the first half. Wells had a season high 21 on Wednesday when Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan down in Lincoln by the score of 96-93 in overtime. Wells has already got 8 points here in this ball game. Brent eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's good. 29-27. The Broncos back to within 2 points. Lopers have the ball as they come back the other direction here. Here's Pearson with the ball. Davian Pearson comes over here right in front of the Bronco bench, reverses the ball, gets it out to Baronic. Wells again pokes the ball away. Baronic picks it back up, this time down to Tyler Shields. There's another whistle. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Zach picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in this ball game. A non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Nebraska Kearney inbounding the ball, baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. Pearson has got it. Lobs it out here. 3-point territory to Thomas. Works it inside now to Ethan Brozek. He backs up, and now the ball's going to be poked away, and Reinwald is hit with a personal foul. Reinwald picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos, and this will be a 1-and-1 situation now for Nebraska Kearney. Here comes a Boo Fall back into the ball game for Hastings. Going out will be Brent Wells. To the free throw line is going to be Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 6 points already in the ball game on 3 field goals. Brozek 5 out of 10 from the free throw line this season. The shot is up there is good. And he's playing in just his 4th game for Nebraska Kearney. He transferred from Nebraska Lincoln at the semester break. So Brozek playing in his 4th game since coming back to the Lopers. As shot is up there, it is good. Brozek now with 8 points in the ball game, and the Lopers have the lead. 31-27 is the score now. Hastings College comes back with the basketball. Here's Brady Woolman now, brings it into the offensive zone. Nebraska Kearney in a man-to-man defense. Tobin Reinwald here on the near sideline. Reinwald dribbles with the ball. Reinwald having problems with the dribble. Now he picks it back up and has to go over to Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. Hamburger now to Woolman. Goes down to Zach Lena on the left side of the lane. He powers his way toward the goal. One fake, two fakes. Now goes to Abu. A shot is up and in. Abu Fall scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 31-29. The Lopers with a 2-point lead. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Here's Pearson now. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side to Ethan Brozek. Brozek going to try to drive it against Lena. Loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Nebraska Kearney ball. As Lena pokes the ball away there, Nebraska Kearney will play things in. Into the ball game now is going to be Corey Frank. Corey Frank comes in for Nebraska Kearney. He's a 6'8" freshman out of McFarland, Wisconsin. 2:23 to play here in the first half. It's 31-29. Hastings trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Brozek has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now to Thomas. Thomas picked up there by Hamburger. Screen is set. They don't use it. Pearson comes across the top with it. Pearson has got the ball here on the right sideline. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Pearson dribbles inside the free throw circle. Kicks it out here to Thomas. He drives the ball. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. Picked up again by Frank, and he's going to be fouling the play. 3 shots again at the hole there for Nebraska Kearney. Finally, Hastings College committing the personal foul. This one is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Jake Hamburger here in the first half of play. Brandon Kraus heads down to the scorer's table. He will check in, I assume, for Hamburger. Going to the free throw line will be Corey Frank. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Corey Frank is only a 25% free throw shooter on the season. He's now 4 out of 13. Hamburger comes out. Here comes Kraus into the ball game now. 32-29 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Corey Frank. And now we have got a Nebraska Kearney timeout. Nebraska Kearney calls a timeout here with 1:59 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Kearney 33, Hastings 29.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Great crowd on hand for a Sunday game here between Hastings and Nebraska Kearney. Lopers have the lead, 33-29 over Hastings today. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Akeem Morrison. Morrison brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over there on the right side to Lena. Not a Lohman here at the top of the key. Lohman looking. Finally goes off to Morrison on the right sideline. Back to Lohman out here in three-point territory. Lohman brings it up high to the free throw line over to Morrison. He drives the baseline toward the goal. His bounce pass is going to be deflected away from Boo. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Nebraska Kearney. So Morrison trying to come to Abu Fall, who is down low on the block on the right side. The ball tipped out of bounds, but it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Brandon Krause will trigger things in for Hastings. Krause looking. Finally comes out to Lohman out here in three-point territory. Lohman picked up there by Deenan of Nebraska Kearney inside the free throw circle. Ashana is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pearson. Here come the Lopers back the other way. 3-on-3. Over here to Deenan out here in three-point territory. Deenan shut off there by Akeem Morrison. Bounce pass goes over to Thomas. Free throw line extended left side. Gets around Krause. Drives the ball to the hole. Ashana's up there and in. Delquan Thomas scoring there for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And the Lopers have a 35-29 lead over Hastings today. The Broncos with only 30 points. Hastings is averaging close to 81 per ball game. There's a shot by Abu Fall. It's going to be no good, but a personal foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to go on Corey Frank. That's going to be his first. So one foul on Corey Frank, and that's going to be team foul number 9 in the Lopers. Abu Fall will go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Abu's a 60% foul shooter on the season. He's got 4 points so far today on a couple of field goals. Abu will have 2. His first one is up there. It is good. So Abu Fall scoring there, a 6'7" senior from Dakar, Senegal. He will have one more. Abu Fall had 10 the other day against Nebraska Wesleyan. That was on Wednesday down in Lincoln. 35-30 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Abu connects on a couple of free throws, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. Now at 35-31. Pearson runs her back the other way. Pearson drives the ball, kicks it down in the corner. This is Deenan with it. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Deenan tries to drive it. Now dishes off Pearson. Pearson has got it. Now back to Deenan again. His shot is up there. Good. Kevin Deenan scoring there on the right side of the lane. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 37-31. Again, the Lopers with a 6-point lead. We're down to 35 seconds to play. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Morrison comes over here to a Brandon Krause. Krause on the left side of the lane. Brandon Krause lobs it in now to Zach Lena. Zach with his back to the basket, scores around, takes it into the lane, still can't put up a shot. We're down to 18 seconds to go here in the first half. Hastings trailing by 6, 37-31 to Nebraska Kearney. Lohman has got it now with 11 seconds. Lohman trying to drive it. Lohman does, takes it into the lane, bounce pass down to Abu. Abu is surrounded, kicks it back out to Akeem for 3. Shot is up there, no good. As time, the shot clock expires, and now the game clock expires there. As Zach Lena got the offensive rebound and put it back up there, but it would not go. So the first horn you heard was the shot clock violation. And the second horn you heard was the end of the first half. And we have reached halftime here today. UNK with the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon at halftime. It's Nebraska Kearney 37, Hastings College 31. You're listening to Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
All about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here at halftime, 37-31 to Nebraska Kearney. Get to the final shooting numbers in the first half here in just a few minutes. Our halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. For Hastings College so far in this first half of play,
It is Brent Wells leading the way. He has got 9 points. Wells has got 3 field goals, and he is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Brady Lohman, he's got 3 field goals and 6 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Zach Leonard's got a couple of field goals for 4. Abu Fall, he's got a couple of field goals, and he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He has got 6 points here in the first half. Tobin Reinwald has got a field goal for 2. Jake Hamburger has got a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points here in the first half. For Nebraska Kearney, Ethan Brozek has come off of the bench. He has scored 8 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Nebraska Kearney, Mike Detlinger, he has got 7 points in the contest. He's got 3 field goals. He's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scorers are Corey Frank. He is 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 2 points. Connor Baronic has been held to just 5 points in the first half. He's got a 3-pointer. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 5. The other scorers are Tyler Shields. He has got 3 points here in the ball game. Kevin Deenan, he has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Delquan Thomas, he has got 4 points. And Davian Pearson, he has got 3. Hastings College has got a deficit to make up here. The Broncos are trailing Nebraska Kearney here at halftime by a score of 37-31. Stay tuned. Tyson Ivronik is going to join us next here at the Osborne Sports Complex. He has got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next, and then we've got the second half straight ahead for you. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu.
And a very pleasant, good Saturday afternoon to you from the Lynn Farrell, Sunday afternoon, I should say, from the Lynn Farrell Arena. Tyson Ivronik with you for the Hastings College Spotlight. We are live here with the man that's being honored at today's basketball game. That's head coach Doc Farrell. We're honoring the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 63-64 team. Coach, pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Coach, let's maybe just talk a little bit, as you look around a jam-packed Lynn Farrell Arena here, talk maybe just a little bit about the atmosphere that this day and this particular event has created for Hastings College.
Well, as I said, it's a great atmosphere. They got a great, great facility here and an excellent crowd today and enthusiasm. And so kind of like the days of old, you know, it's good to be here and good to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, I guess let's go off and maybe talk a little bit about your early impressions from what you've seen on the court today.
Well, both teams playing real hard. It's looks like a typical Hastings College Kearney State ball game, and looks like it could go either way. It's going to be a good one, I think.
Doc Farrell, once again, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight live from the Lynn Farrell Arena. Talk maybe just a little bit about what it's been like for you as you're celebrating this alumni get-together of Hastings College basketball. What it's been like to reminisce with some of your old players that you've had on teams.
Well, it's always good to see your former players, and they were, you know, a great bunch of guys, and that's what it's all about. It's all about them it was them when they were winning. The players win the ball game, so I was blessed with some awfully good players, and it's really good to see them back here today.
Longtime coach for Hastings College, Doc Farrell, ran in through several great matchups against the University of Nebraska, Kearney, and then Kearney State, I guess it was at that time back in the 70s. Talk maybe just a little bit about your past experiences playing in those matchups against Kearney State College.
Well, there was always a lot on the line back there, whether it be during the regular season when you're positioning for your home court advantage in the playoff, or it was when you're actually in the playoffs themselves. And as you know, back then there was only one division in the NAIA, so 32 teams, so only one team would go from Nebraska. So that tournament berth was usually on the line the last few years. And so it always, as I said, created a great atmosphere, whether it was a regular season game or the playoff itself.
Doc Farrell, once again, joining us. We are really celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 63-64 team that you had, that first team that you had that went to the national tournament. What do you remember most about that particular team?
Well, that's always been kind of had a special place in my heart. That was my second year here, and so they really kind of turned things around for us and got us going. And we had, as I said, we had a good nucleus back from my first year, and then got a couple of really nice additions going into that second year and kind of took it from there. And so those particular kids that were under here today, they had, I think, 67-8 for their 2 years, so two trips to the national tournament. So they were a little special.
As you're reminiscing with some of the players that you had on those teams, maybe take us inside the locker room. What are some of the stories that are coming up there in the Alumni Center?
Oh, they're replaying some of the games. So some that we won, some that slipped away from us. You know how that goes. Always wanting one more down the line somewhere. But I've been impressed. They've all got real good memories. Got great memories of Hastings College. Got great memories of their basketball experiences and what they were able to do. And they should do, because they had a lot of success, and they were good people, and good things happened to them.
What made Hastings College such a special place for you as you stayed here at Hastings College and continued with such a great coaching career here?
Well, it was a lot of things. Of course, I was not from Nebraska. I was from Arkansas, and I came here. And we, family and I, really, really liked Nebraska. Nebraskans are just good people. So we really enjoyed. We had some great friends here and great administrations to work for at Hastings College. And Hastings College is a great, great college. So we could attract. We have a lot of things to offer a young man come here, like Eddie Lorenzen that was honored here today. He graduated cum laude from here, got a lot of graduate degrees and a lot of things from Claremont College, some of the more prestigious schools. That's just an example. And so we were a good fit for that kid. We've had a lot of kids now, and a couple of teams there, a lot of our kids went into medicine, and they're different walks of life. So we had a lot to offer, and so some of the kids certainly took advantage of it.
Doc Farrell, once again, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. We are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. Hastings College trailing the University of Nebraska-Kearney by the score of 37-31. As we get set to let you go here, Coach Farrell, is there any particular moment that sticks out in your mind as you kind of encompass your coaching career, you know, one that you look back on and that you were just really proud of?
Well, as I said, I was proud of all the teams. I was especially proud of the team my first year here. We didn't win as many games as we'd like, but we really got better and almost pulled off getting into the playoffs with that team. And then they were the nucleus that we built on in the second year. So I had a lot of good memories of not just the championship teams, but some of the other teams and what they were able to accomplish.
Once again, Coach Doc Farrell joining us here at the Lynn Farrell Arena as Hastings College and University of Nebraska-Kearney are playing a basketball game this Sunday afternoon, and we're honoring the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 63-64 team, as well as spanning and honoring some of the other generations of great Hastings College basketball teams and great Hastings College basketball players. Doc, it's a well-deserved honor, Coach, and we appreciate the time, and we appreciate all you've done for Hastings College.
Well, I wanted to say this. We really appreciate KHAS Radio. I've appreciated them back in my day, and and you talked about our program. They were an integral part of our program. You guys were always with us all the way, and we really appreciated that, and I've been other places, and that's just not always the case. You guys are great, and I know that the local or our present coaches appreciate everything you do for them as well.
Enjoy the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
Once again, Coach Doc Farrell joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's halftime here as we wind things down. 37-31, UNK currently leading Hastings College. When we come back here on the halftime of the broadcast here, the Hastings College broadcast, Mike will be back to run some more numbers and run some more analysis from the first half. Second half's coming up. Stay with us here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Mike Will, Ty Center Bonick back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Hastings College trailing Nebraska Kearney here in men's college basketball, 37-31. Our halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer. With easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Taking a look at these shooting numbers here in the first half of play. Nebraska Kearney, 13 out of 25 from the floor. They're hitting 52%. Hastings College, only 12 out of 27 for 44%. Nebraska Kearney, 4 out of 6 on three-pointers for 66%. Hastings has hit only 1 out of 6 from three-point range for 16%. The free throw line, Nebraska Kearney is 6 out of 7. Project that they are 7 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. Hastings College 6 out of 8 for 75%. The rebounds right now, Hastings College out rebounding Nebraska Kearney 15 to 12. That includes a 6 to 3 advantage on the offensive end. Hastings with 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Nebraska Kearney, they have got 6 turnovers. Hastings with no block shots and 4 steals. Nebraska Kearney with no block shots and 5 steals. They're scoring 37-31 here at halftime. The score has been tied 3 times. We've had 3 lead changes. Hastings is led by as many as 5 points here in the ball game at 17-12. Nebraska Kearney, their biggest lead in the ball game today was at 6 points. That occurred a couple of times. The last one being at 35-29. Late in the first half. So at halftime right now, 37-31, Nebraska Kearney with the lead over Hastings College. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. now.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. Ball goes out of bounds down here, and Hastings College will play things in on the opening possession of the second half. 37-31 is the score. The Broncos are down by 6 points. Hastings with it. Tobin Reinwald goes to Lena on the low block right side. Tries to put a move on in the lane over Detlinger, and a foul is going to be called. Mike Detlinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one on the Lopers here in the second half. So Nebraska Kearney with a lead over Hastings, 37-31. Men's college basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Now we're going to have another pushing foul here. They got the ball into Reinwald on the low block right side, and he's immediately fouled into play here by Tyler Shields. Shields picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Lopers. Hastings again will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman looking to trigger things in. He does to the near sideline. Reinwald is good. Takes it down on the baseline. A little 10-footer is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings College. Reinwald's second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. It's now a 37-33 ball game in favor of Nebraska Kearney. Here's a Davian Pearson with the ball down for the Lopers. Goes down to the Connor Baronic. Now to Shields. Over here on the left side to a Kevin Deenan. Down to a Detlinger. Detlinger picked up there by Zach Lena. Cross-court pass goes over on the far side. A shot is put up from three-point territory by Pearson. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman runs her back the other way to Reinwald. He drives to the basket. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Reinwald with both field goals so far here in the second half. He's got 6 points. Hastings back within two. 37-35. Lopers have the lead. Here's a Pearson with the ball. Davian Pearson now for Nebraska Kearney. He drives it against Morrisock. Kicks it out right side. Over there is Deenan out in three-point territory. They move the ball down low with the basketball down there. It's going to be Connor Baronic as they work it around here. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Pearson with the ball down to Connor on the baseline. Left side, he drives it against Wells. He runs into some traffic, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Lena. Bronco coaching staff thought that was a good block, but Zach Lena is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. First team foul on Hastings College here in the ball game. Nebraska Kearney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Davian Pearson throws it here to a Detlinger. Right side of the lane. Detlinger kicks it back out. Here's Baronic, top of the key. He comes across the top there to Deenan. He drives the ball. Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Baronic. He drives the baseline and a foul is going to be called. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line now for Nebraska Kearney. It's going to be Connor Baronic. He's got 5 points in the ball game thus far, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And an 84% foul shooter on the season for Baronic. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Connor will get one more. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 38-35, Lopers have a 3-point lead over Hastings. Here comes the next shot by Baronic. It is good. As it hits bottom, 39-35, Lopers by 4. Here's Hastings College back with the ball. Akeem Morrison goes to Reinwald out here, high left side. Reinwald bounce pass goes to Brent Wells. He squares around there against Baronic. Now drives the ball against Connor, puts it up there. Shot no good. Wells had a rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be a UNK ball. Good matchup there between Brent Wells and Connor Baronic. Brent couldn't finish at the hoop there. Ball goes out of bounds, and now the Lopers have a chance to add to the lead here. 39-35, down in the corner, Shields for three. Shot is up there, no good. Wells grabs the rebound. Out of the pass to the far sideline, and Tobin Reinwald fakes the three, gives it away to Lohman now. At the top of the key, back to Tobin. Tobin, high left side, has got it now to Akeem Morrisott. Out there, Reinwald comes across the top of Lohman. Lohman here on the right side now takes off as he drives it toward the goal. Comes to a stop in the lane, and shot is up there, no good. Rebound Wells, he dribbles out of there. Brent Wells with the ball back outside to Reinwald. 4-3. Shot is up there. That one's going to be no good. Abu tries to tip the ball out and picks up the personal foul. Abu Fall picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half. 39-35 the score. UNK has got the lead over Hastings today. Broncos have led by 5 points here in the ball game. The Lopers have led by as many as 6. Here's Pearson again, driving with the ball against Morrison. Goes inside to Detlinger. He puts a shot over Abu Fall. It's good. Mike Detlinger scoring there for UNK. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 41-35. UNK has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Lohman with the ball. Free throw line extended right side at the Morrison. Now to Wells. Drives, shoots, and scores. Brett Wells scores for Hastings. Wells has now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 41-37. Broncos are back to within 4 points. There's Deenan with the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. Dribbled to the wing on the right side. Picked up by Lohman defensively. Down in the corner, that's going to be Tyler Shields with the ball. Entry pass. They get it down low to Connor Baronic. He works against Wells. Connor Baronic working. Now throws up a shot. It's going to be good. Connor Baronic got the field goal to go down. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 43-37. Again, a 6-point lead here for Nebraska Kearney. There's a Boo with the ball. He's in the lane. He goes up against Detlinger. His shot's going to be no good, and a foul's going to be called. That's going to be an offensive foul. An offensive foul is going to be called here on a Boo fall. That's going to be his second. Bill Gavers is letting the officials know he didn't like that one. Second personal foul and a Boo fall. So Nebraska Kearney will come back the other direction here. Trailing by 6 points. Nebraska Kearney's ahead by 6, 43-37. Here's Pearson. He drives the ball against Lohman. He stops down here on the baseline. Comes out to Connor Baronic. He takes it to the free throw line down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. Connor comes back with the ball. Gets it down to Brozek, who's into the ball game. To Detlinger at the free throw line. He drives it, spins, puts up a shot over fall. Good. Mike Detlinger scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's now 45-37, the largest lead of the ball game now for UNK with 15:40 remaining here in the ball game. Here's Wells on the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down and it's picked up here by Pearson. Pearson runs her back the other way for Nebraska Kearney. They have got an 8-point lead. Pearson gives the ball to Detlinger inside the free throw circle. His shot good. Mike Detlinger scores again. He's got 13 and the Lopers lead by 10. 47-37. Nebraska Kearney looking to break a 3-game losing streak here today against NAIA Hastings College. Here's a Brady Lohman. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. Brady Lohman had a couple of guys hanging all over him there. And finally, a personal foul is going to be called on Dean, and that's going to be his second foul. Lohman just forces up a shot, and it goes right through the hole. Hastings is within 8 points now at 47-39 with another media timeout coming here as we continue.
Joining us today is a Hastings College Bronco legend, Dr. Lynn Farrell, for whom this arena is named. Hold it, Lynn. For 24 seasons, Doc Farrell coached Bronco men's basketball teams to 15 conference championships, 5 District 11 championships, and 5 national tournament appearances. He is the winningest coach in Bronco history with a career record of 464 wins and 204 losses. Please stand and welcome Doc home with a round of applause. Dr. Lynn Farrell.
So Lynn Farrell now being honored here in his own house, so to speak, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Osborne Sports Complex, we've got a timeout, 15-12 remaining in the ball game. The score, it's Nebraska Kearney 47, Hastings 39.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Lohman hits the free throw to make it a 47-40 ball game. Here comes Nebraska Kearney back the other way. A shot by Brozek is up and in. Ethan Brozek drives the ball to the hole and scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. So 14:50 remaining here in the contest. Hastings College is finding themselves down by 9 points, 49-40 the score. Hamburger back in the ball game. Now to Zach Lina, left side of the lane. Lina brings it up high on the block. Now goes to Hamburger down the lane, dumps it off to Abu. He wasn't looking for it. It's mishandled. It's picked up here by Lohman. He spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he was bumped on the play. And Detlinger is going to be hit with a personal foul. Mike Detlinger picking up his third personal for the Lopers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings again will be Brady Lohman. Lohman has got 8 points in the ball game. He had 19 the other day when Nebraska Wesleyan faced Hastings in Lincoln. Lohman had 19 points in that ball game. Shot from the free throw line is up and in.
Bowman's now got nine here. He is 3 out of 3 from the stripe today. 49-41. Nebraska-Kearney has got the lead. It was 37-31 at halftime in favor of the Lopers. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brady Lohman perfect from the free throw line. Into the ball game now is going to be Kendall Glidden. Kendall Glidden into the ball game now. 6'7" senior out of Benkelman, Nebraska. 49-42. Hastings College with a 7-point deficit here. Pearson has got the ball as he works against Lohman out here in 3-point territory. On the dribble, moves into the left side of the lane. Pearson holds it. Down comes out as they reverse the ball to Connor Baronic out here. Picked up there by Reinwald. Over in the right side to Deenan. He's being challenged there by Jake Hamburger of Hastings. Deenan drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Now we got a foul called. An offensive rebound in there for Nebraska Kearney. And a personal foul is called. And Abu. Abu picks up his third. Brozek had the ball there for Nebraska Kearney, but a foul is called in there on Abu fall. 14:07 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing 49-42. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Non-shooting foul. He is playing into Glidden. His shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Kendall Glidden right underneath the basket. He just checked in there. He's a big old body. They got him the ball, and he is fouling the play. Personal, it's going to be whistled on Lohman of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Glidden to the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney. He's a 64% foul shooter. He is 9 out of 14 from the line so far this season. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. I'll take that back. The personal foul went on Abu. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. He will have to check out now. That foul went on Abu. Fall is fourth, and he's going to check out of the ball game now. And coming back in there will be Brent Wells. 52-42. Second time today that Nebraska Kearney has got a 10-point lead. Here's Lohman going to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Lohman takes that baby coast to coast. And a foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Kearney. That's going to go on Baronic. That's going to be his third. So Brady Lohman again goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brady Lohman trying to slice into this lead. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Lohman now with 11. He's the second best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.1 points per ball game. Trailing only Nick Reed out of Doan in that category. There's the next shot. It's going to be up there and in. So Brady's still perfect at the free throw line. Hastings back to within 8 points now at 52-44. Under 14 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Here's Pearson with the ball. Pearson now here, free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Pearson holding the ball as he works against Brady Lohman. Pearson, bounce pass goes to Brozek. He drives it down the left side of the lane, goes for the goal, and shot is up there and in. Ethan Brozek scoring there. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Here's a long pass down to four. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Taking the ball out of there from Jake Hamburger down in the corner. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Thomas back into the ball game now for Nebraska Kearney. Daquan Thomas. As he checks back in there for head coach Tom Kropp. 54-44. Hastings down by 10 points. Down in the corner, that's going to be Lohman looking to drive it there against Thomas. Can't use a screen. Instead comes out here to Wells. He hands it off to Hamburger. Right in front of the free throw line, dumps it off now to Lena. Now we got another whistle, and another foul is going to be called on Nebraska Kearney. This foul is going to go on Kendall Glidden. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Lopers. So the team fouls are now even at 6. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it down here to Hamburger in the corner. His shot for 3 is good. Jake Hamburger nails his second 3-pointer of the ball game from deep in the right corner. Broncos are back to within 7 points now, 54-47. We're down to 13 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Pearson with the ball, high right side. Pearson on the dribble, brings it back to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. The ball's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Brozek. Reverse layup up and in. Ethan Brozek picks up the loose ball and scores with it. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 56-47. Hastings down by 9 points. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Reinwald with it. Reinwald out here in 3-point territory. Not a woman. He takes off. Free throw line jumper is up there. In and out. No good. High in the air for the rebound. There is Baronic of Nebraska Kearney as he runs her back the other way. Connor Baronic has it poked away. And it's going to be loose. It's picked up by Lohman. Lohman gets the ball to Lena. Down to Jake Hamburger. It's a turnover on Nebraska Kearney. Here's Jake for 3. His shot is up there. No good. Foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on the rebound here. And it's going to go on Hastings College. Brady Lohman picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a 1-1 situation for Delquan Thomas. He's a 42% foul shooter this season. He's 8 out of 19. Nebraska Kearney is a team hitting 69% of their charity tosses so far this year. Delquan Thomas to the free throw line here for Nebraska Kearney on the 1-1. If Sean is up there, it's going to be good. We'll have one more shot here. 57-47. So again, Nebraska Kearney with a 10-point lead over Hastings with 12 minutes and 19 seconds to play in this contest. Alumni weekend. The former stars are in the house today. Second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Abu. So Abu fall back into the ball game after picking up his fourth personal foul there just a few minutes ago. He's back into the contest now. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald bounce pass goes to Hamburger at the top of the key, directing some traffic out there. Goes over to Zach Lena. Lena, bounce pass right through the fingertips of Reinwald, but it's picked up by Abu, and his shot is up and in. That pass was intended for Reinwald. It never got close to Tobin. Abu Fall picks it up, and he scores with it. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back within eight. 57-49 is the score. Here's Pearson. Here's some behind the screen from Brozek. Now drives it down the right side. Stops. Goes out to the free throw line. Glidden. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Woolman. Brady Woolman streaks back the other way. Bounce pass to Abu. He goes for the hole. His shot good, and he's fouled in the play. Abu Fall takes it into the hole and scores there for Hastings, and he is fouled in the play. And the big guy now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Delquan Thomas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Abu Fall has now got 10 points in the ballgame. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play, but we've got a media timeout here with 11 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half.
Ladies and gentlemen, now taking the court are Dutch Erickson and Glenn Mays. Dutch Erickson is representing the Broncos 1956 and 1958 teams, which qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. On February 21st, 1969, Glenn Mays became the first Nebraska collegiate player to score more than 2,000 points in a career. He finished at Hastings with 2,042 points, a school record which was held until the 1990s. Let's hear it for these Bronco legends, Dutch Erickson and Glenn Mays.
All right, 11:32 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break here with a score. Nebraska Kearney 57, Hastings 51.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
NFL playoffs today. The San Francisco 49ers beat Carolina by a score of 23-10. The Niners move on. Chargers and the Broncos coming up next. Shot from the free throw line by Abu is going to be no good, so the score remains at 57-51. Nebraska Kearney has got the lead, and the Lopers have the ball coming back the other way. Delquan Thomas has got it out here as he works against the key Morrison. Thomas out on the baseline, gives it away down to Detlinger. He drives the ball. He spins left side of the lane. Now he's double-teamed. Morrison goes for the jump, and he's got a jump ball. Akeem Morrison getting in there and tying up the big guy, Mike Detlinger of Nebraska Kearney. Detlinger at 6'6". Morrison gets in there and ties him up. He's 5'11". Possession arrow pointing in favor of Nebraska Kearney, so the Lopers will play things in. They come out to Detlinger, now out here in 3-point territory. Morrison goes for the steal. Bounce pass down in the corner to Shields. Shields gets it inside now to Thomas, and his shot is up and in. Delquan Thomas scores. He's got 7 points in the ballgame, 59-51. Lopers with an 8-point lead with 11 minutes to play. Hear this one from the Osborne Sports Complex. Akeem Morrison with the ball over here to Woolman. Woolman holds it. Bounce pass. Goes right side of the lane. That's Lena. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around, and it's picked up here by Shields. Shields has got the ball for Nebraska Kearney. Now to Detlinger. Gets the ball ahead to Thomas. Spins left side of the lane. Nice move. He goes to the basket and scores. Delquan Thomas back-to-back field goals. He's got 9 points in the ball game. I think it's a 10-point advantage for Nebraska Kearney. 61-51. Morrison, his pass is going to be Aaron. It's picked off here by Shields. A turnover on Hastings. That's their ninth of the ball game. Down in the corner, Brozek drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It's good.
Ethan Brozek scores there for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 16. Hastings calls a timeout. 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings down by a dozen. The score is Nebraska Kearney 63, Hastings 51.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. The Nebraska men's basketball team, they lost today at Purdue by the score of 70-64. So the Huskers are now 8-8 on the season. The Nebraska women's basketball team playing this afternoon. 63-51 is our score here in Nebraska. Kearney has got a 12-point lead over Hastings. And it went to 10 minute and 20 second mark here on the alumni weekend on the Hastings College campus. It's going to be Hastings playing the ball in down here in backcourt. They'll get things in as Lohman will pick up the ball right at the 10 second line. Ray Lohman now offensively for Hastings. Works it over there to Hamburger. Hamburger inside the free throw circle. Lohman back inside to Zach Lina. Kicks it back out to Hamburger. Takes the 3-pointer. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Tip try. No good. Foul called. Lina went for the tip there for Hastings and a personal foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Nebraska Kearney. It's going to go on Delquan Thomas. That's going to be his third personal foul. Hastings will get some free throws here. It'll be Lena going to the free throw line. Lena so far today, 2 field goals and 4 points. 73% foul shooter in the season for Zach Lena. And the shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings will play Midland University coming up on Wednesday night. Big doubleheader for both the men and women. 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. All the coverage right here on 1230 KHIS. Second shot by Lena is up there. It is good. And the Broncos trail again by 10 points. It's 63-53. Thomas has got the ball now. High left side here for Nebraska Kearney. Lobs it to Detlinger. The ball's poked away. It is loose. It is picked up here by Lena, who gets the ball in the Hamburger. Now to Lohman. A turnover in Nebraska Kearney. They've got 8 now here in the ball game. 63-53. Nebraska Kearney with a 10-point lead. Hamburger to Lena. Lena inside the free throw circle. He drives it down the lane, goes up there left-handed and scores. Zach Lena now with 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings within 8 points now. 63-55. Lopers have the lead with 9.5 minutes to play. Here's a Diener with the ball now. Goes over to Thomas. Free throw line extended right side. Thomas dribbles once. Comes to Nathan Brozak inside the free throw circle. Takes it down the lane. His shot off the window is going to be up there. No good. Rebound being tapped around. It's picked up here by Abu. Abu Fallon's got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Lohman. Here's Tobin Reinwald. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Zach Lena underneath the basket. Battling. He tries to go back up. He kicks it down in the corner. Hamburger. He drives it. One-handed shot up there. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. It's picked up here by Nebraska Kearney. Two shots in the hole there, and Hastings could not convert. Here's Deenan back with the ball. Now to Thomas. In front of the UNK bench. Bounce pass goes to Detlinger. Detlinger picked up by Zach Lita. Detlinger to the top of the key now. Goes out to Thomas. Dribbles into the free throw line. Thomas back to the right side. Working around to Deenan. Down in the corner now to Brozek. Ethan Brozek has the ball poked away by Abu. Abu has got it on the turnover. Second consecutive turnover now in the Lopers. They've got 9 for the ball game. Hastings back with the ball. Lohman drives the baseline. Kicks it to Abu here. Left side of the lane. He spins. Left side. Puts up a shot. Short. No good. Rebound comes down here to Ethan Brozek for Nebraska Kearney. 63-55. Hastings down by 8 points here in the ball game. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Deenan brings it back into their offensive scoring zone here. Well, that's Thomas. Thomas drives the ball to the goal. His shot's going to be taken away from him. Abu Fall comes down with it, and he throws the ball right away again. Here comes Nebraska Kearney after two teams that trade turnovers. Bounce pass goes inside to Detlinger. Detlinger with Abu right behind him. Kicks it down in the corner to Thomas. He drives it. Now he's going to be out of bounds. Tried to drive the baseline there. And he was out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney now with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings with 10. We're down to 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings trailing Nebraska. And now
Hastings sending in some substitutes. And now we're going to have a media timeout again with 7:57 remaining here in the second half. 63-55, Broncos are trailing here in the ballgame.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's turn our attention to two members of the class of 1995, Eric Razgorchek and Adrian Duncombe. Eric, a second-team All-American, is the only Hastings College Bronco to be named to the NAIA National Tournament All-Tournament Team for his play in 1995. Adrian Duncombe set an NAIA National Tournament record with 18 assists in a single game, a record that he still holds to this day. Welcome back, Eric and AD.
All right, 7:57 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Kearney 63, Hastings 55.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 63-55 is the score. Hastings trailing Nebraska Kearney here today, under 8 minutes to play here in this one. Broncos have the ball. Here's Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Whistle away from all the action again. It's going to go inside on Brozek of Nebraska Kearney. That's going to be his second. So Ethan Brozek picks up the personal foul for Nebraska Kearney. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Lopers. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. And going to the stripe for the Broncos is going to be Lohman again. Brady Lohman, 6 out of 6 from the line today. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. This will be a 1-1 situation for Lohman. His shot is up there. The shot is no good. And the rebound is loose and is going to be taken down here by Pearson. Lohman doesn't miss many. Missed that one right there. Broncos are still down by 8 points at 63-55. Lopers have the ball out here. Here's Davian Pearson. Works it around down in the left corner down there. That's Deenan with the ball. He lobs it inside to Brozek. His shot is up there and in. Ethan Brozek has really added something here to Nebraska Kearney since coming to UNK during the semester break. Here the Broncos drive the ball to the hole. Tolman Reinwald is down underneath the basket here. We got an injury timeout, and he is holding that left knee. Tolman Reinwald goes down for Hastings, and that's the last thing the Broncos need is another injury. Carson Bloom is also on the bench today. He's nursing a stress fracture in his foot. He is out for a couple of weeks. Now Tolman Reinwald is down for Hastings under the bucket here. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Tolman is going to get up, and he's going to be helped off of the floor. Tolman Reinwald right underneath the hole there for Hastings. Reinwald has, he's been a main cog in our offensive wheel here the past couple of ball games. He had 23 the other night at Nebraska Wesleyan. Reinwald's got 3 field goals and 6 points here in this one. He's going to be checked out here on the Bronco bench at the 7:21 mark. So Reinwald is out. Here comes Akeem Morrison back into the ballgame. We're going to have a 1-1 situation here for Nebraska Kearney. Davian Pearson will go to the free throw line for the Lopers. He's a 77% foul shooter in the season. He's not shot a free throw so far today. Averaging 10 points per ball game. Davian Pearson at the free throw line here for Nebraska Kearney. He puts it up there and the shot is good. He'll get one more. Pearson is a 5'11" junior from Las Vegas. 66-55. Lopers with an 11-point lead over Hastings today. Davian Pearson will have one more as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot is in the air, down through the hole. Pearson knocks down a couple of free throws, and it's 67-55. Lopers again leading by 12 points at the 7:17 mark of this ball game. Hamburger comes back quickly for Hastings. Now to Wells, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Hamburger, circles around underneath the basket. Jump pass is intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Now here's a steal in backcourt by Hamburger. He drives into the goal and his shot is up and in. So Hamburger commits the turnover. Then he gets the ball back and drives into the hole and scores. Jake now with 8 points in the ball game. 67-57. The Broncos are down by 10 points. 6:50 to play here in the contest. Davian Pearson with the ball on the right sideline. Behind the back pass, they get it to Shields. A shot for 3. Good.
Tyler Shields knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 70-57. There's a pass deflected away, and Hastings another turnover. Their 12th turnover of the ball game. Coming back with the ball is going to be Davian Pearson. Pearson on the right sideline, dribbles inside the free throw circle, kicks it out here now to Brozek. Brozek now to Pearson. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Ball knocked loose, picked up here. That's Connor Baranek in the lane. And he goes to Brozek. Reverse layup is up there and in. Ethan Brozek scores. He's now got 20 points in the ball game. Hastings is down by 15 points and a timeout, Broncos. Hastings is down by 15 points. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Nebraska Kearney. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We're in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. To score, Nebraska Kearney 72, Hastings 57.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. San Francisco beat Carolina today in the NFL playoffs by a score of 23-10. The Nebraska men's basketball team losing to Purdue by a score of 70-64. Next Bronco broadcast will be on Wednesday. We'll be at home to take on Midland University. Airtime will be at 5:45. Women's game will be at 6. For the guys to follow at 8 o'clock. A couple of big games for both the Hastings College men and women Wednesday night against Midland University. And we'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Woolman, left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low to Wells. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is being fought for. Now Wells picks it back up. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Still fought for. And finally, a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Brandon Krause. Brandon picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. This will be a 1-1 situation now for Ethan Brozek at the free throw line. He's got 20 points in the ball game for Nebraska Kearney. Brozek from Norfolk Catholic throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. He's immediately fouled into play here by Tyler Shields of Nebraska Kearney. Shields makes up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 10 on the Lopers. So now we'll have a two-shot situation at the other end here for Brent Wells at Hastings College. Wells has got 11 points in the ball game today. He's hit 4 field goals, and he has 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 more shots here. He's a 68% foul shooter on the season. Hastings down by 15 points. It is 72-57. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Brent Wells. He'll get one more. Lohman's got 12 for Hastings. Brent Wells has got 12 points. Lead the Bronco attack today. Abu Fall, he has got 10. Brent Wells, the Elba native, will throw up another shot. It's up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Shields. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up down there by Lena. The shot is up and in. Ball was knocked loose. Zach Lena was right there. So essentially a 3-point play there for the Broncos. 72-60 now. Hastings down by a dozen. Late in the ball game. We're down to 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. And here's a foul. Going to go on Morissette. Hastings had a double team in all over there on the far sideline. Akeem picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney is going to be Ethan Brozek. He's got 20 points in the ball game. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. The Broncos now over the 10 foul limit. The shot is up there. That one is no good. So Brozek has missed his last 2 from the charity stripe. Here comes Mike Detlinger back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Kearney. Coming to the bench will be Tyler Shields. 72-60. UNK has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 73-60 now. The Lopers have the lead. Lohman has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Lohman working with it. Bounce pass goes down low to Lena. His pass in the lane to Wells. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. Another foul going to be called here on Nebraska Kearney. They were battling for the ball. It goes on Brozek. That's going to be his third. Ethan picks up his third for UNK. Going to the free throw line for Hastings again will be Brent Wells.
Wells, 4 out of 6 now from the charity stripe. He has got 12 points in the ball game. They'll have two more shots here. UNK is over the 10-foul limit. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Ronald's off of the left side, no good. So Wells will have another one. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good as it dances on the rim for a couple of hops there and goes down to the hole. 73-61. The Broncos are down by 12. They need the ball. There's a long-range jumper from three. It's going to be no good by Dean. And an air ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will get the ball back here. So a quick shot taken there by Kevin Deenan that does not draw iron for UNK. Hastings will come back with the basketball, trailing by 12 points at 73-61. Here's Morissant, not a Lohman. Lohman behind the screen from Zach Leaney. Now he's double-teamed. Bounce pass goes into Zach. Now to Wells at the free throw line. Out to Lohman now. Uses a Wells screen. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass to Zach Leaney. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. Nice pass by Lohman. Leaney could not finish at the rim. But a personal foul is going to be called in there, and Zach will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Baronic. That's going to be his fourth. Hastings has done a good job on Baronic today. He's been kind of quiet. He's got only 9 points in the ballgame, a 3 and a 2, and he's got 4 free throws. Commits the personal foul there. And shot from the free throw line by Lehman is going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the stripe today. He's got 10 points. Here comes Thomas back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Kearney. Deenan will check out. 5:02 to play. Here in the second half, 73-61. UNK with the lead. Second shot by Lena is up there and in. So the Broncos are within 11 points. There's the pass. They get it in to Pearson. He drives it. Dishes off. Now to Detlinger. Shot no good, but he's going to be fouled into play. All of a sudden, we're in a fouling mode here. Lena picks up his third personal. And this thing could be turning into a free throw shooting contest down the stretch here. But both teams over the 10-foul limit. Detlinger now goes to the free throw line to shoot 2 shots here for Nebraska Kearney. He's got 13 points in the ballgame, making 14 as that one rattles home. Morissant's going to check out. Here comes Hamburger back into the ballgame. 74-62. Nebraska Kearney trying to break a 3-game losing streak here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off the back iron, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Wells gets it away to Brandon Krause as he runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Comes over here on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it over to Zach Lena. Lena right at the free throw line. Now to Brandon Krause again. At the elbow. Right side of the lane. Now he's in trouble. Gets the ball away. That's Lena with the ball. Now down to Krause. Brandon takes the ball in the lane there. Bounce pass down low. Nice pass to Hamburger. He blows the easy one. Rebound is tipped down and is picked up here by Pearson down the right sideline. Foul called on Brandon Krause. Krause picks up his second, so Hastings missing way too many easy shots here today against Nebraska Kearney. Hamburger misses that one, and he took it to the basket. Alan Krause, that's going to send Davian Pearson to the free throw line. Pearson has got 5 points in the ball game. He'll have another 2 shots here, and the Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Davian Pearson to the free throw line. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. Shot is down through the hole. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Nebraska Kearney, 69% from the free throw line as a team this year. 75-62. Nebraska Kearney with a lead over Hastings today. Davian Pearson will have one more shot. Looks up there, and the shot is good. 76-62. The Lopers' biggest lead today has been 15 points. It's sitting at 14 right now as we're approaching 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. Zach Lena has got the elbow right side. Out to Brandon Krause. Now Wells at the top of the key over to Hamburger. Hamburger looking to do something with it. Sends it back down in the corner. That's Woolman. He drives the baseline. Cut off there by Detlinger. Pass into the way. It's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Wells. The shot is up there. No good. And the foul is called. Another foul is going to go on Delquan Thomas. That's going to be his fourth. So 4 fouls on Thomas. Hastings again will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. This time it's going to be Brent Wells again going to the line. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. He's 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the game. Nebraska Kearney with the lead. 76-62 over Hastings today. Now they're mopping up in the lane here. A little housekeeping chore. And now Brent Wells will mosey to the free throw line here for Hastings. 4:05 remaining. 76-62. Nebraska Kearney with the lead. And Brent Wells will toe the mark here for Hastings with 13 points in the ball game. Wells puts it up there, and the shot is going to be short. Barely draws iron. Wells will have one more. Hastings down by 14 points here in this basketball game. Brent Wells will have one more shot. Taking his time here at the free throw line. Looks up there. Shot is up, and that one is good. Dances around, goes down through the hole. So 76-63, and now the Broncos applying some pressure. Here in backcourt, that's Brozek dribbling the ball down the right sideline. Ethan brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings with a double team. Now they get the ball away. Here's Deenan out near the 10-second line. Morrison pokes the ball away. Now a jump ball is called. Morrison pokes the ball away out here at the 10-second line, and a jump ball is called. Hastings will get the ball on the alternating jump. So a turnover on Nebraska Kearney, and we've got a media timeout here with 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. The Lopers have the lead 76-63.
Ladies and gentlemen, one last recognition for the afternoon. At center court are the Hastings College Bronco men's basketball players who have earned All-American honors and are with us today. Gentlemen, your accomplishments are appreciated. Thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for these All-Americans.
All right, so the Hastings College All-Americans, the final group being recognized here today. 3:54 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Kearney 76, Hastings 63.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College with the ball. They're trailing 76-63 in this ball game to Nebraska Kearney. Here's a Wells with it as he moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Hands away to Woolman. Woolman right side of the lane. Spins. Fall away jumper on the baseline. Good. Brady Woolman scores. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings applying pressure back here. They need the basketball. Down by 11 points. It's 76-65. UNK breaks the press easily as Detlinger with the ball now to Pearson. Pearson out here in three-point territory. Gunnered there by Brandon Krause. Pearson takes it on the dribble down to the baseline. Bounce pass comes out here to Detlinger. Then across the top as they move it over to the right side of the floor. With the basketball over there is going to be Kevin Deenan. Lopers still with 14 seconds to work on the shot clock. Bounce pass comes over there to Ethan Brozek. Moves it down to the baseline. He's double-teamed there. Comes back out to Detlinger. Mishandles the ball. Now to Deenan. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Here's Pearson for three. Shot is up there. Good. A killer there, Davian Pearson, as the shot clock was expiring. He knocks down a three ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and the Lopers lead by 14. 79-65 with 2:48 to play. Lohman for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Detlinger. Detlinger gets it away now to Davian Pearson. Pearson runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone with 2:38 to play. Lopers 79, Broncos 65 in men's college basketball. Pearson drives it, now kicks it back out here. 3-point territory with the ball there is going to be Dalcon Thomas. Thomas dribbling on the ball. The Loper's going to use all the shot clock they can here. We're down to 13 seconds to go. There's a Deenan with the ball. Moves it over in the right sideline. With it over there. There's going to be Pearson behind the back as he goes to Brozek. Takes it down the right side of the lane. The ball poked loose. Brozek picks it back up. Out to Pearson. A long three is set up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul out here as well. A foul is out here. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his fourth, and Pearson will go to the free throw line to shoot three. So just as the shot clock was expiring, Pearson has to throw up a desperation three out there as they're nearing zero up on the shot clock, and Lena comes out to tap him on the arm. So three shots here for Davian Pearson, the Las Vegas native, as he goes to the free throw line here. He's 4 out of 4 so far today, making 5 out of 5 as that one goes down through the hole. He'll have two more shots. It's now 80-65. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Nebraska Kearney. As Pearson will have one more shot, actually two more shots here, as he was fouled in the act of shooting in three-point land. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's now 81-65, so it looks like the Lopers going to break their three-game losing streak and send Hastings down to defeat for the fifth time this season. Rockers are sitting at 13-4 coming to this one today. Hastings has beaten one NCAA Division II team. That was Shadron State earlier this year. Second shot or third shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Pearson hits all three. It's now 82-65. Biggest lead of the ball game now for UNK. But just over 2 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Lohman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound. Lohman dives for it. We got the scramble on, and we got a jump ball called. Lohman and Ethan Brozek going at it there on the floor. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Nebraska Kearney as the jump ball was called. So the Loopers will play things in. I got some more housekeeping duties to do here. Hastings College will take on Midland University on Wednesday right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. A big doubleheader for both the Hastings College men and women. They're trying to keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 6 o'clock for the women's tip-off here today. Or actually on Wednesday, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, 8 o'clock for the men. It'll be 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 82-65, the Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Davian Pearson with the ball. Pearson running up the far sideline. Pearson cuts back to the center of the floor. Back out here now to Connor Baronic. Lopers again will use all the shot clock. We're down to 20 on the shot clock right now. 1:40 to play in the ballgame. Lopers with an 82-65 lead. Pearson drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Fabian Pearson scores again. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame for Nebraska Kearney. And the Lopers are leading by 19. Here's Krause. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause hits the shot from the elbow, left side of the lane. 84-67 is the score. Here's Detlinger with the ball now for Nebraska Kearney. Comes out here to Ethan Brozek. Brozek being guarded there by Wells. Brozek comes out to Pearson. Wells will pick him up now in three-point territory. Davian Pearson dribbling with the ball. Still 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Pearson down on the baseline. He's double-teamed. They go for the steal there. Now Nebraska Kearney will call a timeout to save the possession. As Pearson was double-teamed along the baseline, we've got a timeout here. 58.7 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. UNK 84, Hastings 67.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, large crowd on hand here today at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, because of all the other activities going on today. But right now, the hometown folks, for the most part, going to be going home empty, so to speak. The Lopers have the lead over Hastings College today. The score is 84-67. Brent Wells, he's got 14 points today for Hastings. Brady Woolman has got 14 points. Zach Lynn has got 11. Abu Fall has got 10 points. Hastings coming up short here today, trailing NCAA Division II, Nebraska Kearney, 84-67. Davian Pearson will inbound the ball here to Connor Baronic. Hastings has done a good job on Baronic today. There's been some of the other guys that have stepped up here for the Lopers. Davian Pearson out here across the 10-second line. Now drives the ball down the left side of the lane. There's a bounce pass. Brozek wasn't looking for it, and it goes out of bounds. Pearson probably should have went up with that one on his own, but dishes off there on a little block right side and went right through the fingertips of Brozek out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on Nebraska Kearney. Hastings of the ball trailing by 17 points. 45 seconds to play in this one. Abu Fall back in there. Out to Krause. Throws up a three. A shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's tipped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds and they give the ball to Nebraska Kearney. So Lopers will come back with the basketball with a lead, 84-67. 34 seconds to play. Dribbling with the ball here in backcourt is going to be Deenan as he brings it into the offensive zone now to Connor Baronic. Baronic out here near the 10-second line. Shot clock is now off. We're down to 20 seconds to play in this basketball game. Hastings College is trailing by 17 points. Davian Pearson is dribbling with the ball out here. Nebraska Kearney is going to win this one here today. Kevin Deenan dribbling with the ball. Krause tries to poke the ball away. Down to Pearson again. 5 seconds. He's just dribble out the ball game here. hamburger right in his face, but that's going to be the ball game. Nebraska Kearney going to win it here this afternoon over Hastings College by the score of 84-67. So Nebraska Kearney improves to 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. They're now 2-5 in the MIAA. Hastings College, they dropped to 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are now 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So for the 189th meeting between these two teams, you can chalk up the victory to Nebraska Kearney here today. The Broncos still lead the overall series with the Lopers 102-87. But at least the 2013-2014 campaign will go to Nebraska Kearney today. The Lopers beat Hastings by the score of 84-67. Back with a recap after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
So Nebraska Kearney wins it here today over Hastings College, 84-67. The Broncos losing for the fifth time this season, and now 13-5 on the year as Hastings will get ready for Midland University coming up on Wednesday night right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings getting 14 points today from Brent Wells and Brady Lohman. Brent Wells had 4 field goals. He was 6 out of 10 from the free throw line for his 14. Brady Lohman, he had 4 field goals today. He was 6 out of 7 from the line for 14 points. Zach Lena, he had 11 points. He had 4 field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Abu Fall, he scores 10 points. He had 4 field goals. He was 2 of 3 from the line. The other scores for Hastings, Jake Hamburger had 8 points. He had 2 threes and a 2-point field goal for his 8. Tobin Reinwald, he had 6 points today on 3 field goals. And Brandon Krause, he had a field goal and 2 points. Hastings putting up 67 on the board here this afternoon. Nebraska Kearney, they were led by Ethan Brozek as he scores 21 points. Nice addition after he joins the Lopers at the semester break. Ethan Brozek scores 21 in the ball game today for Nebraska Kearney. Mike Detlinger, he had 14 points. Davian Pearson actually ends up with 15 points for Nebraska Kearney. The other scorers, Delquan Thomas, he had 9 points. Connor Baronic, he had 9 points today. 6 for Tyler Shields. 5 points for Kevin Deenan. The other scorers, Corey Frank, he got into the ball game. He scored 2 points on a couple of free throws. Kendall Glidden came into the ball game in the second half. He got a field goal and a free throw. He scores 3 points in the ball game today as Nebraska Kearney beats Hastings by the score of 84-67. Final shooting numbers entering the ball game. Nebraska Kearney shot 61% from the floor today, 72% in the second half. The Lopers, after intermission, 16 out of 22 from the field today for 72.7%. They ended up shooting 61% for the ball game. They were 29 out of 47. Hastings shot only 42% for the contest. They were 24 out of 56. Nebraska Kearney, 6 out of 11 on three-pointers, 54%. Hastings shot just 2 out of 13 for 15% on free throws today. The Lopers were 20 out of 24 for 83%. Hastings, 17 out of 25 for 68%. So Hastings just did not shoot the ball well enough to stay with the Nebraska Kearney here today. The Broncos out-rebounded Nebraska Kearney by one, 28-27. Hastings had 11 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Nebraska Kearney had 4 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. Hastings, they had 13 turnovers today. Nebraska Kearney had 15. Hastings with no block shots and 10 steals. Nebraska Kearney had 1 block shot and 10 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game today was Brent Wells. He had 5. And the leading rebounder for Nebraska Kearney was Ethan Brozek, as he scores, or he grabs 6 rebounds in the contest here today. But it was all Nebraska Kearney. They led at halftime by a score of 37-31. They outscore Hastings in the second half, 47-36. Score was tied 3 times. We had 3 lead changes. Biggest lead of the ball game was 19 in the second half by Nebraska Kearney. And the biggest lead for Hastings was 5 points in the first half. But Hastings drops this one here today by 17 points, losing to Nebraska Kearney by a score of 84-67. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the 3rd largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
So Nebraska Kearney wins it here today over Hastings College. Final score of 84-67. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings putting 4 men in double figures today, led by Brady Woolman as he comes through with 16 points today. Woolman was 0-for-3, though, from 3-point territory, unlike him that we have seen all season long. Brent Wells, he just misses a double-double today, 14 points and 9 rebounds. 11 points today for Zach Lena. He had 7 rebounds. And Abu Fall, he comes through with 10 points and 3 rebounds for Hastings. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Brent Wells. Again, he just misses a double-double, 14 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game today. Wells was 4 out of 10 from the field, 6 out of 10 from the free throw line, pulls down 9 tough rebounds, 4 on offense and 5 on defense, 14 points. He had 2 steals. He plays 27 minutes and 41 seconds today for Hastings College in a losing effort as the Broncos drop 1-2 Nebraska Kearney, 84-67. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to Nebraska Kearney. Final score of 84-67. Hastings assistant coach Chip Baugh will join us on the post-game show. And coach, a tough defeat here this afternoon to Nebraska Kearney. Feelings on the game?
It was a hard-fought game. I thought it was a game of a couple runs. I thought when we had a 17-12 lead in the first half and it goes to 21-12, that's a big run for them. And you know, we hung around and got it to six. I thought maybe about the eight-minute mark, but it bumped right to 12. And so a little bit our inability to maybe get anything rolling from the arc, I thought, too. I mean, you know, I heard you comment that, you know, Brady Loman's 0 for 3. We make only 2 threes, so our inability to really, you know, get anything going from the perimeter, I thought, was a little bit of a factor as well.
Yeah, Hastings just 2 out of 13 on three-pointers today. It's been a long time. We shot 15% from three-point territory.
Absolutely. Just didn't shoot the ball very well from the arc. And, you know, you credit Kearney. And, you know, they've played a lot of games without the Dentlinger kid to start the year. The Brozak kid comes back to them after Christmas. And so, you know, they're a drastically changed basketball team and played well today. I thought Ethan Brozak was a big factor today. You know, took it to the rim. I saw I had 20 points and had a heck of a game.
Hastings shooting just 42% for the ball game from the field. So, really, our offense just didn't seem to click today.
I agree. I thought that, we, you know, again, all the rhythm we thought we had kind of in the second half against Weston, we just didn't have today. And it's one of those you just hope our kids don't take a step back. We can't sit back and relax at all. You got Midland on Wednesday and Morningside on Saturday, and it's just back to work and everything.
When you play an NCAA Division II team, they can expose a lot of things, maybe our weaknesses. Do you guys kind of take that now and try to develop something this week?
I think so a little bit. I don't know what, you know, I thought their length caused us to maybe just miss some shots in the first half that we didn't normally make. You know, we got the ball to the rim and just didn't make it. I even thought a few of our makers turned down some threes on the arc that maybe just their length running at us. So, it is something. It's a learning experience for us that, again, we don't lose any ground in the conference and don't lose any ground in any goals we have for postseason and everything. But, we just got to keep getting better. Bottom line, we got to get better.
Coach, what about defensively? They shoot 72% from the field in the second half. They were 16 out of 22. They shoot 61% for the ball game. We're not going to beat anybody, are we, at 61%?
We've said that. We've had a couple games where teams have truckled into the 60% range, and you can't do that. That's been an emphasis all season. You know, we thought last year giving up 50% from the field goal percentage as a team was just too high. And when we've played well, we've held people into the 40% shooting. And so, you know, we got to disrupt a little bit. We thought we did a nice job of a handful of things. We just did not sustain good defensive possessions.
Yeah, Hastings giving up 45% for the year from the field, and UNK comes in here and torches, and that's at 61%, including 54% from three-point territory. So just too much offense maybe for UNK, not enough defense for us.
I would say a little bit of both. That's kind of how we felt. Thought they made some key threes or a couple key shots, maybe deep in possessions, or a couple guys that don't normally knock shots down did, but you know, that's how you win games. I mean, and that's where we kind of said we just today didn't make a whole lot of big shots when we had opportunities to maybe crack into the lead. I thought the big momentum shift was at 17-12. I thought we'd gotten to a couple loose balls, got a run out and made it 17-12, forced them into a timeout. And for us to relinquish the lead that we never get back, I thought was a big stretch in the game.
Yeah, we never could make a run. We got down by 10 points, and it's kind of hung in there, 8, yep. 10, 12. We never could make a run on these guys today.
Yep, and that comes, like you said, from just stops. We just never got big stops. When, you know, had it down, I think, again, 6 points one time and gave up a point on an out-of-bounds play underneath the basket. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, I mean, that's, again, it's the dog days of basketball. You know, you're on the road, you're playing doubles every week, and so, you know, like I said, it's back to work tomorrow and Midland on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's not going to get any easier. We got a tough week coming up here. The Wednesday-Saturday kick this week, Midland, a team that we have not seen so far this year, and then we see Morningside for the second time. Midland, a team that beat us last year, that knocked us out of the GPAC tournament. So this is a very explosive team. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Exactly. And plays very similar kind of game that Kearney does, but very similar defensively. They stay in front. You know, they tend to penetrate and pitch for their threes and spread you out a little bit, you know, because Kearney does a very nice job of spreading you out and kind of trying to isolate players, and Midland does a lot of the same things.
All right, back to work. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks.
Yep, Chip Baugh, the assistant coach for Hastings College, following the Broncos' loss here today to Nebraska Kearney by a score of 84-67. We'll take our final break. We'll come back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
84-67, Hastings College losing this one today to Nebraska Kearney. The Broncos jump back into the conference scene on Wednesday night against Midland, a team that is currently tied for second place with Hastings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 7 wins and 2 losses. Midland is currently 16-2 on the season. Hastings will have a 13-5 record, so a big ball game for Hastings on Wednesday night. Airtime will be at 5:45. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock on Wednesday with the guys to follow at 8 o'clock, but Nebraska Kearney winning today by a score of 84-67. Tyson Avronik has been around all afternoon long as we continue with this rivalry series with Nebraska Kearney. Just too much offense and not enough defense for Hastings College in this one today.
Well, you know, and I think Coach alluded to it a little bit there in the post-game show. You know, Broncos had some shots, some good looks, really, Mike, at the basket, and the shots weren't falling today for the Hastings College Bronco offense. And, you know, I think just watching him at halftime, coming out in that second half, it seemed like UNK a little bit too big and a little bit too deep. I thought that was kind of a situation, and then that's what kind of second half kind of rolls along, and then Hastings College kind of runs out of steam there, and UNK was able to pull out to a good victory. But again, you know, get some of those shots to fall. I mean, this could have been a completely different ball game. Momentum swings could have came towards the Broncos, and, you know, who knows what would have happened to just... Just shots not falling today.
84-67, the final score here today. Again, we'll be back on Wednesday with more Bronco basketball coverage. High school stuff all week long, too, so it's going to be another busy week. So stick around for that. We'll have action on Tuesday on the high school level as well. So, Ram Sump, a big day today here on the Hastings College campus with Nebraska Kearney beating Hastings in men's basketball by a score of 84-67. For my producer and engineer, John Devern, for Tyson Avronik, I'm Mike Will. Wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.